you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Steve, you're on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good
yes.
morning.
Yes. 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 The rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Yes, rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll do as they wish. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's an idiot somewhere wrong, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes.
Take it to the limit.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
You are sexy.
Bush baby, what are you doing? With the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh my gosh.
God damn. I think get away with that.
They're amazing. They really, really are.
You missed a good one last night, Buzz.
I guess so.
Yeah, oh, hi, Big Ed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hi, Ed. Here we go. Don and Mike Show. Sure happy it's Thursday.
Oh, I love Thursday.
And our phone number, as you heard, 877-365-3636. But all of you Bush babies to call in today.
Yeah, baby.
And of course, by that I mean all the children that are involved in the Bush family, whether it's Billy Bush or the other side of the family, his brother Reggie Bush.
Call me BB, guys.
Everybody. Goddamn, I hate just starting with American Idol right away because it's so pedestrian. And I do have a couple other things that are show related to get to, but
statistics would bear out that's not a bad thing to start with.
But Bush baby, my God.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
You are sick.
Bush baby. What are you doing?
Lordy, lordy.
With the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh my
God. Wow. Wow is right.
Yeah. You know, I've never been one to watch the opening weeks of American Idol. If they have been as cruel to people all along as they have this year, then I'm the big loser. I've missed out on really great TV because
they've been cruel for years.
But, I mean, it is just, to coin our phrase, naked cruelty. And I even have to give Ryan Seacrest credit last night. At one point, there was an awkward moment with the Zip Boy. And I was watching this with my gal, and I said, if Ryan Seacrest is smart, he won't say anything. And it was about a minute of the most awkward, cool silence that I've experienced from TV in a long time, man.
I truly believe that was Ryan Seacrest's best moment since I've been watching that show. I really do. You know how you love a television show? When you're depressed when the 2 hours is over. And I seriously was like, wow. I flipped around after that. I said, nothing compares to this.
The buzz of it is because you don't watch,
right?
Out of the, 10,000 people that showed up, they find the absolute biggest delusional, borderline, retarded losers they can find.
And it's not like they find them, they come to them.
No, but I mean, out of the 16,000, 10,000 people,
they know who to put on camera.
They find the ones, and then they bring them in.
Right.
And they are beyond cruel to these people.
I know.
And I love it.
It is so funny.
The mother-daughter team last night,
oh.
She's got the, oh, there goes the music. She had the big floppy, floppy cow teats and no bra.
And what does the videographer do for Fox? He gets the scene of her taping on her number. And she's taping it to her chest, but unfortunately her chest is at her belt line. It was hysterical.
Big moo-boo.
And they zero in on the teeth. You know, they have no problem zooming in on teeth.
How about at the very end? The guy with one tooth. Yeah, big red. Seriously, that guy should brush his one tooth.
How about the lady that thought she was hot? When she had the mouth, the ugliest mouth I have ever seen. Hotness.
Goddamn, that show is great.
Oh, fabulous.
But this was the highlight.
Okay.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
You are sexy.
The bush babies. What are you doing? With the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh, my God.
Well, incredible.
Yeah, the cruelty, and they got the mother and daughter, and they're both, they look like they have just stepped out of corpses because they have so much foundation makeup and big red, just painted on lipstick on both of them.
And probably the worst teeth of the competition. Yeah. But they promote for next week where I believe we may even see worse teeth when they go to Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And again, if you live in one of these cities where they've gone to, all they do is crap on these cities. All they do is say, Seattle sucks. This is the best Seattle has.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether somebody flies in from Las Vegas to do the Seattle audition.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's still Seattle. Seattle takes the full rap. Many hopeless.
All of you Bush babies.
Really entertaining.
What the bloody hell?
Yeah, I know. I know. Where's the one about massive eyes?
You look a little odd. Your dancing is terrible. The singing was horrendous. And you look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes.
Now, hold on, Buzz. Listen to this one, too.
All right.
Here's a good one.
It was almost non-human.
I mean, how can you not love that?
And I believe that guy that got that review was the same one that stood out in silence with Ryan Seacrest.
No,
that awkward moment when he was just sitting
wasn't
there.
Wasn't the bug-eyed boy, because the bug-eyed,
the bug-eyed boy,
the bug-eyed boy was friends with the fat guy.
Yeah, Nick Zittman, I think.
Nick Zittman is the guy that did Unchained Melody.
And he's the one, isn't he the one that Ryan Seacrest stood outside with?
Yeah,
and
great.
And just sat there.
Really
great. The awkward moment.
Really great.
It's just fascinating to me. I sometimes cry foul and say maybe there were plants.
Oh, sure.
Because they're so, but when you think about it, you
they're delusional, Mike.
Yeah, they're delusional.
And think about it, really. Like I said, 10,000 people, 12,000 people.
Right.
I mean, you could find 25 or 30, sure.
You can go to the mall.
Swinging loons out there.
What?
Hello.
Swinging loons.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you guys doing? You guys are great.
Thanks.
I was questioned a couple weeks ago. You had that woman on there for wanting to find a date. Mm-hmm. I heard that they went out, but what happened after that? Did you ever find out?
We really haven't gotten a follow-up on what's-her-name.
No.
And that's why I'm calling her what's-her-name.
Karen. It went badly with her. It went badly when she had, on the recap of the date, when we decided that she's a whore.
But didn't they leave it that they were actually going to date? It went badly with us, but he was able to take that diss and move on with it.
I don't believe he was going to move on it.
Well, remember, the horse came out of the barn. That was the key thing.
Oh, that's right.
Horse came out of the barn, but
that's why I thought, excuse me, Mike, but that's why I thought, why would he go back? Because he had already
He said he would. So who knows whether he did for sure. But he said he was cool with it.
You well around?
I got a wrong number call from her like a week later. And she said they remained in touch, and that's where they stood a week after the date.
Well, Karen ought to call us.
Who believes the whole wrong number thing? Oh, I called by accident. Incidentally, let me tell you what's happening with me, Robbie. And how is that buzz?
Well, if she's going to call a wrong number, call our request line.
Right.
True enough.
All right, thank you for the call.
Hey, you guys are great. Thanks.
See you.
Later. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, yeah, I was wanting to say that fat guy, Hussein God Bless America, sounded like Cartman, like if he had a lobotomy.
Yeah.
The fat guy, yes.
See, Buzz, you would have loved it. It was a really good one.
Like I said, I've had my fill of that, and I can't sit through 2 hours of the other garbage and all the commercials.
You got to see
those
it.
Those key moments. You got to see it. I do it.
How many hours?
How many hours was it on last night?
Two hours.
And how many nights a week is this going to go on?
Seven.
It'll be like a couple
seven nights a week, Buzz. Twice
seven
nights a week, 4 hours a night.
Seems reasonable.
Eventually, it's going to have its own 24-hour channel.
There we go.
Now all new, never repeats. All new.
Good. I actually, in the second hour, caught up with my TiVo to the commercials, and there was a letdown there, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm clamoring for it. I can't wait. I can't wait at all.
No, see, with that show, I can plan food, beverage, bathroom, clothes breaks.
Yeah, but if you do it, if you watch it on TiVo, you can watch Armed and Famous.
Okay. All right. Listen. You see the number for that show?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, what the hell are they going to do?
Well, you
it's
were out
impossible.
On, you were out on a limb on that
I was
show.
Out on a limb. I didn't know it was going to go up on Idol.
Oh, yeah. And it would be a killer if it was by itself. It did a crappy number by itself last week.
I know. Well, I knew it would.
I read it was in the losers column in the ratings of TV.
But see, I enjoyed it, so it didn't matter. You know, because I know it'll be on and gone. It's never going to resurface again.
Listen, hold on. Speaking of games, got a game. Talking with Yanni before the show today. Now, I don't think we can do this with our listeners, what with everything that's gone on recently in Sacramento with that radio gag gone bad with the lady drinking water.
Right.
We have all those tapes, right?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Pretty revealing.
Yeah,
it's disturbing, really.
Yeah, and we'll give them a listen here in a second.
Go ahead.
This is something that actually we've talked about before on the show about guys doing. My son actually did this with a bunch of his friends right after he graduated high school. It involves putting the electric fence dog collar on your neck and playing trivia.
Right.
And if you get a question wrong, you get zapped.
Mm-hmm.
For each of us, for those willing to take the challenge, since at this point we called the lawyers today.
Right.
They said, are you crazy?
What are you nuts?
What do you think?
What are you high?
You know. Now, keep in mind, if we had called a week ago,
right,
they would have said, get him to sign the release, and that's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, if you're up for the challenge, you would have your selected category.
Uh-huh.
Where there would be some options laid out for you of categories,
mm-hmm.
and like eight of them would be home runs, really easy ones.
Uh-huh.
And maybe two that you'd have to think about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you get shot. It's like to see who can last the longest.
Around our necks?
I believe that's what John and I were discussing.
And would we all have collars on?
No, there'd be one collar that would go from guy to guy.
Okay.
So, for instance, if I had the collar on, I would have my 10 questions.
Right.
And when I got one wrong, y'all would say, that's wrong, and then whoever would hit the button and shock me.
I'm up for it.
How about you, Buzz?
Let's see how it feels. Yeah, I want to test it.
Yeah.
I think we have to test. Well, of course, but hey, what are we talking about? We all agree to it. We're all pussies anyway, so we're gonna know the pain threshold
here
right
away. They do it to dogs, and my kids done it. I was talking about it with John, and a lot of happening urbanites do it, Mike. It's better than poppers.
Sure. I think it'll be exciting.
I know, Buzz. What's better than poppers?
Exactly. Sign me up.
What's better? Well, you know what? Tomorrow we can test it out on John.
They also have, I think, anti-barking collars that you actually have a remote control that you can hit a button and
John,
give the dog a shot.
Come on in here. Tell us what it is that we're going to be
operating with. Because the electric fence thing, it's a different technology. You know,
but it's something like that. It's some type of give a shock to a dog collar.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. What is it we're talking about here, Yanni?
I was thinking about the anti-bark collars.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
So that way you have control, so we don't have to like set up a fence line or something like that.
Would you be willing to wear it to try it first tomorrow?
Of course.
There we go. Very good. No problem at all.
And we're going to actually involve you guys in it because you can... We can play for cash and prizes like on the $10,000 pyramid or something.
Who's going to control the button?
Play for somebody at home. I believe that in the case of you, I would. And in the case of me, you would. That if it's wrong, and see, my
kid, why don't I like that?
Hold on. Hear me out for a second.
Why don't I like that?
Hold on. This is why it'd be great. Let's say that you got it wrong.
Yeah.
So we say, you know, what year did Carl Yastrzemski admit he's a homosexual?
You get it wrong.
So you get it wrong.
Right.
And the way that it's been explained to me, I'm holding this device like this pen.
Right.
And I can just say to you, well, you got that wrong, Mike.
Right.
Are you ready for the shock?
Yeah, I'm ready. 1, 2, 3.
I'm not ready yet.
No, see, it's going to be horrible.
You can do the same to me.
You're Dr.
That's
Mengele.
Why it will be great. You can do the same to me.
I know.
And then we can both do it to Buzz.
One button, of course.
And Rob.
Well, I think we have to test it. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. I think it'll work.
Oh, I know it'll work. It'll provide us with a shock.
I think
what joy the listeners will experience.
I did the research on this. I called my son on the way. I said, hey, that kid that had that thing, that time you had that party, and you guys are outside acting crazy. Did that kid die? He did not, Dad. I said, bingo.
Right.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Right.
And that's, I think you can look for a new trend with the new standards that are going to be adopted after this tragedy in Sacramento. You can be looking at us doing more damage to ourselves.
Yep.
Yay. Because nobody else is going to be allowed to come in
that's
here and
true.
Do it.
Dog shock collar trivia, or whatever snappy name we come
shock
up with.
Shock trivia.
Shock trivia.
I like that.
Shock trivia.
Right.
Torture trivia.
I like shock trivia.
Shock trivia.
And also, I was saying, if we want to do a Super Bowl thing around, like that, that dumb balloon idea sucks. But if we are going to give away a TV for the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
we could certainly call it the Super Bolt contest.
Yes.
Which if you say it enough, sounds like Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl. Hey, it's a Super Bowl contest.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Win our Super Bowl contest. It's our official Super Bowl contest.
So we're not going to fill up the balloons with goo and put them inside people's cars?
Sure.
I still think if we had the right stuff.
How many people would when you really think about it, though, how many people would really agree to do that?
At least six.
How many people would agree to have birds?
They were all here last night, and I saw their cars.
See, but that was a game of chance.
Yes.
In this,
right.
you know
yeah.
that your car is going to end up on the inside.
Right, but one of the balloons that's filled with goo will actually have the golden ticket inside.
As always, Mike, you have more faith than our listeners than I do.
Yes.
If you guys want to do that, call or email us at donamikewebsite.com. That we certainly can do that.
We will fill a number of balloons, maybe 10, 20 balloons, with different substances. None of them really toxic.
Right.
I don't think hot sauce is toxic, right? And we'll have people...
I still like that coon urine.
Yeah, well, that could
see,
work, too.
That's a wild card. See,
that's a very big wild card.
Right. Now, who's going to sign up if they got a chance to get their interior, their car splattered with goo in your eye?
I think if you take your, if you take your car to the car wash right after it happens, I think you'll be okay. You don't want to get all the spots. You just want to do a really good once-over. I'm talking quick.
You remember, the premise of this game is that we put condiments and junk in balloons, and you sit in your car and you blow the balloon up until it explodes.
Right.
And inside one of these balloons is the ticket that says you've won whatever the Super Bolt or whatever prize it is that we're giving away that day.
I trust that the people that listen to this show live in domesticated situations. That means they'll have plenty of cleaning supplies. So go into the back seat, scoop up all those little pieces of brains and stuff.
Jimmy.
I'm talking quick.
Jimmy, this is good coffee.
Then cover it with the quilts. Otherwise, the subterfuge won't last.
A please would be nice.
Pardon me?
Hey, I'm just here doing this job. I mean, you know, a please would be nice.
Listen, Buster, I don't know what he says at that point, you know. I talk quick, I think quick. So, pretty please, with sugar on top. Clean me up in car. I watched it just the other night. It's a go-to movie.
Sure.
It's a go-to movie. You can you can spend 10 minutes with Pulp Fiction, and you can move on to another movie.
It's more than great.
The subterfuge won't last.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? I was watching on YouTube or something like that, and they do have a guy on there with the anti-barking collar.
Yes.
And the controls are controlled exactly by your voice when you just go, woof, 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 woof. You can control them yourselves.
Well, we were talking about one that actually has a button to push.
I think there's a training device.
When your dog is barking, because that way, I mean, then it would be, the guy would have to go, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, that could work, too.
Yeah, but that also would rely on the person with the collar, and you could go, I'm ready. Ow. And you can fake it. It's got to have a button.
Yeah, but
it's no fun without a button.
We'll probably be more fun with a button.
Yes,
the person with the button.
It's always more fun with a button.
Does that mean you could get zapped, scream, ouch, and it would zap you again because you screamed?
Yeah.
Yes, pussy, yes it would. Come on, be a man. Sign up, Buzz. We're a nation at war.
Yes. Well, people are dying to be entertained.
Now you've convinced me.
Only you can prevent forest fires, Buzz. Sign up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, the visual that I've got in my head is of an old Simpsons episode. Remember when the family went in for family counseling or something and they each had control of a button? When they said something wrong, they could zap each other, and by the end of the session, all their machines were all fried, and the psychiatrist was going nuts.
You can't hear them right now, but the crickets are talking to you. You can't hear them.
Remember that time on the season?
Well, that was my contribution, I guess. I'm tanking, so my mother's a whore.
There you go.
People, our audience is so beautifully
good
trained
boy.
At this point.
Good boy.
I really do admire that.
Thank you. Very hard. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
You want to know something? I had a blank dream last night.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
We got those tapes to get to, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Don and Mike should not tell each other if they got the question wrong for their trivia.
Hey, son. Hey, youngster. Young man.
Boy.
Future of tomorrow. You're talking to us right now.
Oh, okay.
So, right. How's that learner's permit working out for you?
Very nice.
Yeah. You give us suggestions.
Keep on doing that.
Get your priorities in. Get your priorities in line. Seriously.
Tell you what, get two pubic hairs and then call the show back.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
And he's gone. Like the wind. Hey, I'm gonna call him and give him a suggestion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Yeah. Howdy.
Okay.
Turn your radio down,
please.
At Bass Pro Shop or any hunting store, you can find a collar, put it on a dog, and it's for stubborn dogs. If they bark when they're hunting, and you just...
With a button. Yanni, can we get one with a button?
Where did you say that was, sir?
Like any hunting store, like Bass Pro Shop or whatever.
Yeah, go to the one you always go to, John.
Go to that hunting shop, John.
Yeah, okay.
Wear your
hat.
Bye-bye. Oh, please, come on. Isn't there one gun owner on this show?
I've actually been by
a Bass Pro Shop store.
So you drove by a place that sells guns?
Down in southern Florida. It is a massive, massive store. Huge.
I buy all my guns at Walmart. Uh-huh. Yeah. I buy them in mass quantity, like I buy cheese at Walmart.
Convenient.
Last time I bought 20 or 30 guns. Lady said, what are you doing? I said, hey, I bought 100 slices of cheese. What do you want? Get out of here.
Bada bing.
I got 200 Pampers. Oh, and I'll take 4 AK-47s, please.
I think really a hunting store would be better because a hunting store would be less politically correct as far as what they sell for dogs. I've seen training aids at PetSmart, things like that, but I'm not sure whether it's the one with the button.
We'll get the button. That'll be good for tomorrow.
It's already, you know, if worst comes to worst, we always hook a wire up to a battery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The outlet.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, I saw a deal on America's Home Videos with a guy with a shock collar on, and they buzzed him, and it went up to 6 different levels. By the time they got to 5, you thought he was going to die. It was really funny.
You like to die, huh? Get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
He won the $10,000.
Good. Well, and it was worth it.
And he asked for it all in pennies.
Thank you.
And then he bought a chocolate pie.
We're getting so much help today. It's wonderful that we're getting this assistance.
Hello. Not in Mike's show. Well, Mike, you know our motto, know your audience.
Of course.
Hello. You want to talk about shocking dog collars?
Mm-hmm.
Our audience is there.
That's where people get excited.
We'll talk about bush babies. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about dog collars.
Amen.
It'll only be a few more months, and I'll be gone.
We'll talk about Regis. Check it out. It'll only be a few more months. It'll be the Kelly Show.
Kind of like me, huh? Check it out, baby.
Check it out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, you want to really be brave? Put that collar around your boys.
Yeah, that's an interesting. Wouldn't that be? Now everybody's really trying to improve on an idea.
Fun to share that.
Around your sack.
And we thank you for your little homoerotic contribution.
I don't know about that.
We're really
in the bonus round.
Kind of cruising right down the highway towards Gitmo, aren't we?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you know, Don and Mike, if you put that on your junk and then you put your feet in water, oh boy, that'll be fun.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike Show?
Greetings from Frozen, Kansas.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hunter.
Home Funniest Videos 2 weeks ago had a guy on there with a shock collar on, like 6 different bolts.
Mike, you ever watch Home Funniest Videos?
Home Funniest Videos I've never seen.
I like Home Funniest Videos.
But the fifth by fifth.
I like to fall
street,
out.
He was by fifth street, he was about.
Get her done!
You still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I was just saying by the fifth or
get her done!
You watch Home Video?
Okay,
was that the other guy? Was that this guy?
Fast forward. On fast forward, occasionally I do.
On fast forward.
You watch Home Video on fast forward?
Or just to watch the highlights.
Yeah, just the good ones.
Do you watch that on your commercial eliminator machine?
No, I just fast forward through the commercials. In Kansas, you ain't got much else to do anyway.
All right.
Hey, how is that big VCR rewind machine working for you so that you can... It rewinds your VCR tapes as you bring them back to Blockbuster. Do you have one that's shaped like a race car, maybe?
the one I won from you that is kind of shaped something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How's that Sports Illustrated football phone working out for you?
I don't like Sports Illustrated.
Who's your driver?
Junior, if anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anybody? Junior.
If anybody. I was fond of his pappy.
Go on and click, click, click.
How about that Bush baby, huh?
I thought they were called something else in Australia besides Bush babies.
Okay. Okay. Now we're heading into his wheelhouse.
Now we're going into a weird
yeah.
world.
Uh-huh.
Really, in Australia, you say?
That's where they have those little bush animals with the big bug eyes.
Right.
Okay. He actually saved himself.
He did. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised.
A lucid thought. How long has it
you
been?
You and I love that awkward little moment, though.
How long has it been since you've not had electricity?
2 days.
See, how did I guessed at that.
Wow.
He sounds like someone who is in an ice storm.
May I ask what you do for a living?
I am a courier. I pick up bank data, drive from town to town, picking up checks and stuff, and taking to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Oh.
All right. Pretty good job. Pretty good job.
High-powered job for a high-powered guy. So really, you haven't had. I was really just guessing. You haven't had power for 2 days.
For 2 days, too much ice.
How are you listening to the show then?
In my car, running my route.
Running his route, still working, even though most people would cower in fear due to the ice storm.
I drive no matter how bad it gets.
Right. And as fast as you can, no matter how bad it is.
Stay in the inside lane. Hope they're not there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, I've seen you.
I like to die. Well, get her done.
I'm going to. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for having me on the air. Bye.
See you on home video.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Home funniest videos.
Home funniest videos.
Home funniest video. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I like that show that Regis hosted, Talent America Got.
Hello. Not a Mike show.
No idea.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, if you use both collars, the one with the button and the one that goes off when you bark, every time you shock Mike, he's going to scream. It's going to hit him again. Ah!
And that's another original thought. That was the combination of two calls.
What the bloody hell was that?
I agree, Simon.
Yeah, okay.
I agree. I'm going to adopt a British accent.
Those tapes are going to come in handy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Is this Joe?
No.
Hey, yeah, it's Joe.
Come
How
on.
You doing?
All right. Hey, I'm a dog trainer. I know all about training collars and cool ways you can hook them up to get two people at the same time.
Hey, yeah, I'm Joe. You got any pills?
Huh?
You got any pills for me?
No, not off the top of the hand.
Yeah, well, they're real backed up right now. You can't talk to them.
No problem. Bye.
Okay.
He took that well. Even the dogs don't listen to him.
Right now there's a dog somewhere peeing on his rug. On purpose.
The dog mumbler. He'll never see it here, but he'll smell it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
How come so many of God's stupid creatures call our show?
Because it's the way it's meant to be, and we love it.
Why do I get the feeling that everybody that's calling the show right now is like that person today? I was on a slab of the death strip, the 8-lane death strip, the Washington, D.C. Beltway.
Right. Yuck.
And merging onto 270 as like these big signs posted saying 4 lanes go to 2 to the left, 2 lanes to the right. And in the middle of all of this, in the left-hand lane, in the HOV lane,
mm-hmm.
which is not HOV yet, so until 3 o'clock,
right.
there is a guy in a Toyota who is going 55.
Uh-huh.
And as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I was the 8th car to put on the blinker, get in the next lane.
Pass him on the right.
Then pass. I'm looking in the rearview mirror like, you ass.
Yeah.
I do a lot of awful things when I drive. I've cut people off. I throw garbage out my window, for God's sake. I do. But the things that I do, I consider to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
On and gone.
Right.
A hit and run, if you'll pardon the pun.
Okay.
A finger in the air, and then hit the gas as fast as you possibly can.
Right. Well, it's incredible when they do that.
And I'm looking in the mirror going, ass. Mm-hmm. Haven't you figured it out?
Right.
That now eight people have passed you. No one's been mean about it.
Well, the particular area of highway you talk about are these massive amounts of lanes, and it's isn't it 4 lanes go to the right,
yeah.
4 lanes go to the left?
Right.
It's right here in Washington, D.C. 4 of the lanes go directly to the White House, and the other 4 lanes go to Camp David. And what you've got is you get people that are in the middle of these 8 lanes, and it's like putting two dog biscuits on either side of a dog. They cannot make their mind up until they get... And the signs, seriously, are there larger signs anywhere in Washington for where you're going to drive?
Left
and,
here, right here.
Yeah, I mean, four lanes go this way to Camp David, four lanes go to the White House.
2 miles of warning.
And that's exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. White House this way. Right?
White House this
Camp
way.
Camp David this way.
Trying to come up with a more simple concept.
No, no,
you know? Actually, no. One says White House, then the other sign says rest of America.
So
right.
So my thought is that the same type of person who would just drive along blindly doing 55 is the same type of person that's been calling the show in the last 5 minutes.
You know this. I don't. What's the delay on this show? The actual before it goes out over the air?
What like, are we, like a minute 40.
Minute 40 delay. Well, it's a minute 42 today because everybody calling has a 2 second delay in their brain.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Now.
One.
Now, here we go.
Two.
Hello.
One.
Radio Gods.
Hi, you're on the air.
One and a half.
Hey, that dry dream soundbite you've been playing all the week.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Yeah.
Which Leave It to Beaver episode is that from?
I know we've said that too. It sounds like the Beaver and Wally. It's not.
I have no idea why that is not burning out. I laugh every time.
Because it's funny, Mike.
Oh, it is funny.
Because it's funny. We got that tape to get to. Oh, and the tapes of the Sacramento radio station.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and this thing going bad?
Yeah.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
It's really eerie. Yeah.
When we get back, we'll listen to these tapes. From the station in Sacramento, did the contest with the people drinking water and the lady died. Even I've heard these tapes, and I still got to say, it's awful and squeamish to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, was it seriously? I think Harry Truman is one of our best presidents. Is he the guy that said the buck stops here?
Yes.
Okay. There has to be somebody in this radio company that owns this station that has to stand up and say, "Okay, the buck stops with me." We ran a contest that killed somebody, and it definitely was something that everybody on the staff knew about, and we should have caught it. And it's really our fault as a company.
Yeah, and
rather
I'll tell you why, because really...
Than just take these DJs...
When it comes down to DJs, and we speak from experience, you're not dealing with the brightest end of the chain. And if you got a situation where, you know, there's a management tree, a chain of command, you got to have somebody along the line. You can't just hang the guys out to dry and go, hey, no problem. I'm sorry, there's liability all the way up that.
I looked into this. They had this on their website. They've been running this on their radio station, their cute little promotion. For the Nintendo Wii. I mean, it was something that was obviously brewed up in a promotions meeting, and it had enough thought into it that it went onto their website.
Right. And also, you know, seriously, and I believe guilty, innocent rather until proven guilty, that the autopsies are still being done on this situation,
right.
and this immediate decision that this was water intoxication, you know, I'm not ready to throw it. Be careful. Everything you read, everything you believe, you know, get all the facts before we completely condemn.
Okay. We'll play the tapes.
These
DJs are saying things that I think, as I said yesterday, I could envision us saying. We have said when we've done these shows.
There, but for the grace of God, go we.
Yeah, and people call in and say, someone could really get hurt, and we always say, hey, get out of here with that. So these DJs are doing the exact same thing. I guess my complaint with it is that somebody in the company, goddamn, this is such a litigious society we live in now. Somebody in this company, it was their job to be the person to approve this.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
this has the chance of killing somebody.
At the last level, which is the ground level right here, where we're in the trenches doing it every day, right. You know, the job's here, the responsibilities, come up with ideas, do different things, be controversial, mm-hmm. be funny, be entertaining.
Right.
You know, the guys that sit there and wear the ties and sit in the ivory towers and basically administer all this, that is their job. That's why, God knows, we run into them all the time.
You know,
and really, to leave these, 10 guys, was it, that got
people got
and now maybe a criminal
station.
Investigation.
Yeah, and the chance that they're going to come and arrest these people now.
Right.
You know, and the family's going to have a press conference today. They're going to sue the company and sue these people individually. And, you know, we'll hear the tapes. They're creepy to listen to.
I know, yeah.
They're really, really creepy.
And throughout it all, and I say, really, when I heard... Autopsy still being done. Reports. I'm not sure that everything's completed yet.
You're right.
I do believe this probably was water intoxication as I read about it right now. But, you know, shouldn't get lost in the fray that there was, you know, a human being that lost her life through this. And that's a tragedy for everybody. There's nobody high-fiving each other because this happened.
And I got to say this, too. I don't know if a lot of people are saying this. It may not be a popular thing to say. She knew what she was getting into. And when you hear the tapes, you're going to hear her say, I will drink more water.
Yes.
You know, and
but I think she also falls into the category of the disc jockeys. Somebody higher up, because
somebody
people that actually pay attention to this stuff. Lord knows they're on our ass about, you know, words you can't say, and they certainly supervise contests. Well, you know what? Everybody should have been protected on this, including that woman, and everybody agrees it's a total tragedy.
You know, but it was an innocent contest, and really just about any innocent contest. Think about all the radio stations that do eating contests and, you know, stand here and put your hand on this car. Now, what if one of those stupid stand here and put your hand on this car things, what if somebody dislocated a bone mm-hmm. that somehow led to some kind of seizure and they died from standing for 3 days and putting their hand on a car? Mm-hmm. Do you think that you would have the same outrage as a woman who drank water?
Of course not. Right. Of course not. But
why?
It could happen. But don't you agree that also this is radio, this is show business, you know how this works. You know, I'm just waiting when this filters down to everybody because this is going to change the landscape
again
completely. Yeah. And this time, you know, really, I know the Janet Jackson thing got a lot more play,
right.
But I would imagine, you know, at least in radio circles, this is going to be a little tsunami effect. It's not hit us yet, but it's going
to
hit us.
So I guess my point is anything could happen to anybody with any of these contests. And with this one, specifically, if you have people in this company whose job it is to know what's going on so stupid disc jockeys don't do stupid things, you know, take some freaking responsibility. Don't just fire people
right.
without making an arbitrary decision one way or another and then think you're done with it. Like, oh, and I was thinking about this, too. How the freak can this station stay on the air right now?
Yeah, that's true.
How could you possibly right now be on that station and go,
thanks to you guys.
Hold on a second. Rob, what'd you do with the music? Oh, I'm sorry. Rob's compulsive. He's put it away.
I put in Zittner for you.
Zittner?
Nick Zittner.
When you were talking about Idol, that was Zittner.
Nick Zittner, the goofy kid.
Just any song. Put any song. I don't give a crap. Okay, here we go. Hey, good afternoon, 107.9 The End, Sacramento. Because you've been reading a lot about our station. Oh, we still play great music. Yeah. There's a song that's killer. On The End. I mean, what are they going to...
Yeah.
What can they possibly say?
It's amazing. It's surreal. It really is.
107.9 The End. And how about that for the station? Called The End, too. Yeah.
Right.
Sending out our best to the family. Now stay tuned for 40 more minutes of commercial-free music.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking out loud here, but maybe, you know, who knows who's making the decisions out there. Is it a corporate entity like they all are?
Yeah, it is.
It is? All right.
Jeez. Why are you doing this? Hold on a second. 107, not winning this, Rob. For this thing.
Shatner,
God. William Shatner. Denny Crane. 107.9 The End. Yeah, we're out there in the public eye. Just want to say, hey, we're real sorry. I'm going to feel for the DJs.
Yeah.
I know.
And how would you like to be the disc jockeys that have to replace that morning show?
Oh, my God.
You can't.
Good morning.
I feel for everybody involved in that whole thing. I really do. And I feel for probably even the guy that made the decision to fire this group because he's going to get fired. He won't get fired right away, but he'll get fired down the road.
I would be curious to hear from some people out in Sacramento. Seriously.
I'd like to know how it's being covered.
About how that station specifically is running right now. Yeah. I mean, how could you, on one hand, how could you not talk about it? And on the other hand, there's probably the radio part of me thinks that there's a radio guy out there that just said, right now, shut up. Don't say anything.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Just play music.
Right. Yeah, we're not.
Just play music.
We can't have any comment. That's exactly what they would do.
Mm-hmm. Here at 107.9 The End, there's been a tragic event in Sacramento. We offer our best And now back to today's hit music.
Probably exactly what they're doing. Do you think they're even making reference to it?
More music in the morning.
I bet they're not saying a word about it.
No, you're probably right, Mike.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Believe me, we're doing it for them.
We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, ready for a brand new fat guy tape?
I'm ready.
Fat guy tape.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fine cheese. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami en croûte, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah, baby.
Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Kind of likely, huh? Check it out, baby.
And check it out. You can come to New Orleans with me anytime.
Did you ever?
You ever? Have 4 knishes, 2 pastrami clubs, and then Chinese food.
Let me do, Mike. We do have from the website of that station in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Where the lady died. Here's what they got on their website. As you are probably aware, the tragic death of a contestant, Jennifer Savage, following her participation in a contest on the morning rave last Friday. Excuse me. It does not say burp. First and foremost, our thoughts and sympathies go out to the family and loved ones of Mrs. Strange. I also want to assure you the circumstances regarding this matter are being examined as thoroughly as possible. We're doing everything we can to deal with this difficult situation in a manner that's both respectful and responsible. Right. And then here's the best part. Effective immediately, the morning rave show is canceled. Thank you, John Geary, Vice President, General Manager, Entercom, Sacramento. As if that last sentence fixes it.
Right. Right. Well, he responding as, you know, I'm wondering really even what they could do. What the hell could they do? I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, outside of
you kind
of
got to shut it down. Really,
well, you got to shut the radio, you got to take the radio station off the air.
You got to for a while and then just come back as something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Because otherwise it's going to be known as the station that killed the lady.
Yeah.
Rightly or wrongly, that's how it's going to be known.
Put that in a jingle.
Someday it'll just be water under the bridge.
The station, no, but that killed a lady.
Oh, God.
Lady. Lady. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm curious as how is the waiver going to fall into this? I mean, how far does the waiver go? It doesn't say anything about like a death, does it?
Well, I know that the release that we signed, yes, does say in the case of any contest that we do, if you're eating something, if you're in the studio, it says any harm that comes to you. Hold on. Hey, John, you got that? Run that in. This would be like I never thought I would say CBS does things correctly. But Jesus Christ, number 3 and 4. I certify that I'm in excellent physical health. Uh-huh. Well, now, hold on.
Right there.
Right there. All of these forms are violated.
Yeah, they're shot full of holes right there.
Null and void.
Jesus Christ.
Now that tells me it's not worth the paper it's printed on.
I have no known communicable medical conditions.
Uh-huh.
I'm not aware of any pre-existing medical conditions, impairments, or disabilities that would preclude me from participating in this contest.
Right.
Or would interfere or prevent my safe participation. I fully assume any and all responsibility for risk of any bodily or other injury, death, loss, or property damage to myself. I understand my participation in this contest may subject me to risk of notoriety, publicity,
right,
ridicule,
check,
scorn,
uh-huh,
and or indignity. I fully assume all responsibility for the risk of illness, death, physical harm, mental harm, bodily injury, loss of property or damage to myself or others on account or arising out of my participation in this Don and Mike contest.
I would venture to say they'd probably sign the exact same forms at the other place.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shades of difference. Yeah. But I would imagine that those are generic lawyer forms.
Which is why I think the company is wrong. Because the DJs say on the tape, you sign the release. And to the DJ's way of thinking, just like our way of thinking,
they're covered.
Hey, this went past legal.
Right.
You signed the thing that says if you die, it's your choice.
And there's no responsibility probably, that exonerates the company from legal responsibility, but you're talking about a public relations situation. Those guys, really, I mean, and that's unfortunately the cold hard reality of it. Those discussions are had in a PR way. Don't you agree? I mean, hey, how do we handle this? And, you know, I'm sure that's what went down.
I mean, you know, realistically, I think what you like to do is get all the DJs together, get them on the air, and say, hey, we didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, in their right mind, my God, of course not. And you know, I would venture to say that all the people associated with this, are going out of their minds.
They must be.
I mean,
must
who wouldn't? I mean, it's
very hard to find your next gig.
Yeah.
Very hard to find your next gig.
Yeah. This ain't like a stunt in the church.
All right. So
this really isn't.
That's probably like the release that they signed. I'm talking out of my ass here, but
companies
are pretty diligent.
You know, to me, most companies are, but it is radio too. It really is radio, and you're as good as your management.
Then it gets back to my original thought. If, in fact, the release didn't cover all of the things that could happen, not the fault of the DJ.
Right.
The DJ says to his boss, I want to do a contest, people are going to drink water. The boss goes to somebody else. Somebody has to sign off on it.
Right.
Somebody had to.
And those type of forms, like the one you have in your hand, that goes up to the tippy-tippy top.
Oh, yeah.
Very top of the company.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You know what I think about? I also think about a show like Fear Factor, which is a controlled environment, but they sign releases. I mean, I think it's surprising something's never gone down on that show.
There's risky stuff there.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. This is a listener in Sacramento, and I turned it to the end right after you asked how they were doing.
Yep.
I did just make an ass out of myself. Anyway. The song they were playing is Love Me While I'm Gone, When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down.
Well, now, they're going to have a hard time because you could read just about anything into any song title. My question
are they making any mention of it?
Yeah, how are they handling it on the air?
They're not mentioning it, but they did exactly like you said. She goes, 45 minutes of continuous hit music on, the end.
You haven't heard the morning show since, have you?
No, I think they canceled. Obviously, they're fired, right. But I'm not sure what they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure they're just playing the hits while they're spraying their pits.
Right. Yeah.
Finally, much more. We asked you what you wanted in a radio show, and you said more music and less talk. Well, it took a lady dying, but now your wish is coming true.
You know, I think you're right. You just shut down completely, and you have to come back as something else.
You
right.
sign it off.
You sign it off for a good chunk of time.
You go dark for 30 days, 60 days, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know, I was wrong for coming back too early after Frida died. Mm-hmm. Everybody's time frame is different, but I would think in something like this.
The last 10 songs they played, there's a couple good titles in there.
Oh, on their website, they have the last 10 songs.
And Alicia's on right now. Because, she's good.
Hi. Open my incredible bio. LOL. Okay. Here are the songs last 10 played. It Ends Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All American Rejects.
Right.
Goodies.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm Gone, Three Doors Down.
Right.
Hey Mama, Black Eyed Peas, Wasting My Time. How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might want to worry about these titles.
Yeah.
Dance, Dance.
Well, see, the very fact that they, as you pointed out, that they're on the air right now is kind of ludicrous.
About Us, You and Me by Lighthouse.
Ludicrous.
No. I would be ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Probably wouldn't play How to Save a Life.
And that boy wasn't kidnapped. That's my new theory today. He wasn't kidnapped. No, he walked to the guy's house and stayed there voluntarily.
It's going
to
fail. You guys are idiots. That's just the way it is.
Okay, let me tell you something about Bill O'Reilly. If I was kidnapped, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
Oh. O'Reilly's an ass. That's what he was saying today.
Oh, God. Tough guy.
You know, and again, I put myself in that situation. Nobody understood why I took time off to get over Frida. And I say to anybody that doesn't understand, until you walk a mile in my shoes, and I hope you never have to. Good for you, really, seriously, good for you that you don't understand what I did, because it means you've never been through what I went through. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. Mike is telling me today, he's listening to Bill O'Reilly, railing about, hey, I don't know how this kid didn't just get up and walk out. It'd big tough me if anybody did that to me. You know, I'd just get up and walk out. Hey, guess what, asswipe? Just like my situation and thousands of others. You have no direct knowledge what this kid was going
None.
Through.
None, right.
No. So until
I certainly remember being 12, 13, and being afraid of stuff, and I think it's a pretty easy age to scare somebody into sticking around. You know, and they're doing all this speculating on the kid, and I really do. And to screw the Stockholm syndrome where you identify with your captor, I don't care about that. I'm talking about a kid that's just scared. You could tell him anything to keep him in the house.
O'Reilly insisted all the kids in his house are there on their own free will and can leave at any time.
I love it. The one thing he did say, I'm sorry, I know you wanted to, but the one thing he said, and I forgot how he phrased it today, but, you know, let me tell you something. You try to abduct me, you try to kidnap me, I'm going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
That's his big thing. I'm going
to
hurt you.
Would you love to have been alive when it was a 13-year-old Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, man, little gangly 13-year-old blotchy pimple-faced Bill O'Reilly.
I'd even take like a 10-year-old me against a 13-year-old O'Reilly. And I've never been in a fight in my life.
Right.
I could have kicked his ass. Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, man, just pummeling him.
Is that little
thing? Absolutely.
I think you're... Well, I can't do the impression like Mike.
He says this thing. I've been on my own since... 17.
But he would have to say like stuff the kids would say to him, like, I'd go, hey, O'Reilly, hey, you smell like ass.
Oh, go on. Who's looking out for you? Come on. Come into my no spin zone. shut up. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, you want to go put pennies on the railroad tracks?
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, who's that sloppy fat guy over there? Hey, mister. I don't know if it's a good idea to go in your car. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I'm 12 years old and president of the AV Club.
Don and Mike show. Are you still there?
I am.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, calling about that thing on the end in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's really grown hair the last couple of days. They didn't just fire the morning wave DJs. They fired 10 people at the radio station total.
Hey,
yeah, we talked about that.
Hi there, Mr.
Excited.
Mr. Way Too Late to the Party. Yeah, we've covered that, friend.
Oh, well, hey, that's what happens when I miss commercials.
We had it yesterday. Just a little, look, and I might sound like I'm being sanctimonious here, but seriously, there is somebody that died in all this, too. And you know, with all the excitement, Sacramento, you know, maybe try to focus on that, maybe just a little bit. And that, you know what, regardless,
on.
I mean, that's just crap.
Hello,
I mean,
here it is. Now, here's a guy who says he was in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie. Hello, Donnie in Sacramento.
Hi, guys.
Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Were you really on that show that day?
I promise you, yep. I was actually interviewed before it started and went out with eliminated.
How do you feel, Donnie?
Now I feel terrible for the family, first of all. I mean, none of us went there to think that we were in danger of dying.
Okay, here's a question. If you really did participate, did you sign a waiver?
Yes, we did.
And what did the waiver say?
To be honest with you, I glanced at it. It was there. I was there to have fun. You glanced at it. It looked like a waiver. It was only like a paragraph and a half. It looked like maybe a waiver to let your name be on the air and stuff. And that's all it looked like to me.
You know what? If that's the case... Yeah. If that is truly the case, hold on, John, you're shaking your head. Is that true?
I have no idea. I'm just saying if that's the case, they're in trouble.
Yeah, right. If that is truly the case, God, I love a copy of that.
I got news for you. They're in trouble already, and a waiver ain't going to make one bit of difference.
That's right. We actually have two waivers.
No, the waiver is not going to matter, no matter if it said anything about injury or not. It was complete negligence.
Don't you realize, though, you're talking about the litigious society we live in today? We're all court reporters. We're all court TV guys now.
Right.
Nobody's realizing, you know, nobody wanted this to happen.
Right.
Nobody intended for this to happen. And, all the way down, you know, all the people associated with that show, the idiots on the show, just wanted to have a good time, make a little fun radio. And this, you know, and now it's just like, let me tell you this. I read that waiver, and that wasn't. You know, the bottom line is nothing's going to change the fact that the lady's gone. She's right. gone. Nothing's going to bring her back. It sucks.
Right. Awful mistake by the radio station. Awful mistake by the woman.
Right.
I mean, Jesus, And would that be so bad for the station? Just, hey, we screwed up. And I mean, not that it wouldn't stop the family from suing.
Right. No, nothing will stop that.
Just say, hey, you know, we screwed up. God damn, I got an itch that will not stop. I got an itchy sweater on today that is...
What kind of sweater is that, Don?
It's a Packer sweater, Mike. But it's a nice Packer sweater.
It's a very nice Packer. You happen to wear merchandise from a team that has more merchandise than any other sports team in sports.
Goddamn right, I slurped the Packers. is that a bulletin from Joe? Or should we move on?
Move on.
I love when Rob edits the content.
Joe's very excited about this whole topic that we're on right now.
Hello.
Shocker.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah.
And on Fox News last night, they have homicide detectives looking into it and suppressed to bring people up on charges.
yep. the DJs.
Hi there. We had mentioned that as well, I think, but thank you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to hear some of what they did?
Sure.
Yeah. Better living in 07 continues with tips for how to quit smoking.
Thank you for playing that.
I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't.
Hey, you know something?
No, what? Yeah.
I had a dream last night.
Okay, here we go. Get it? Oh. You could make a bad joke. She had a
Jesus.
A blinder.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude. Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water. Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
I don't know.
Since that poor kid is college.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, he was doing other things.
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
Before.
I mean, yeah, we never do this before I start doing something. Well, you know, I break out in hives, I'm in an ambulance.
If it gets dangerous for somebody, their body will automatically throw it up. And if you throw up the water, you're out of the contest.
I feel so bad for him. That's just some stupid producer talking out of his ass.
Ignorant. Idiot. Yeah.
Eva? Eva?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
I want to say that that those people that are drinking all that water can get sick and possibly die from water intoxication.
Yeah, we're aware of that. We're
they sign releases, so we're not responsible. It's okay.
And if they get to the point where they have to throw up, then they're going to throw up and they're out of the contest before they die. So that's good, right?
Oh, that's me.
That's the whole shtick.
Yeah.
God, that's the act. I mean, you know. You can hear it and just hear it in the context that it's in now. And hear the way they're going to use this against them.
I feel bad for the DJs. I could see us doing, you know, it's like when someone calls us, you can't do that. So we go, hey, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, they signed a release. What the hell?
Oh, so.
Yeah. All right. How come you guys didn't do it?
Thanks for looking out, though.
We don't want to die.
Oh, okay. Let me ask Carter if anybody's dying.
We ain't dying.
Hey, Carter, is anybody dying in there?
We got a guy who's just about to die.
Oh, good. Make sure you sign
I like that
release.
We laugh at that. Yeah.
Make sure he signs the release.
Get the insurance on that, please.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. In their own dumb DJ way, they think they're covering their ass.
Oh, you bet they do.
By saying that.
I know.
They think by the fact that they've said someone could die, sign the release, get the insurance. They think someone will go back and listen to this tape. Not that they thought anybody would die.
Right.
But you would think, listen to what I said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Listen to what I said.
Yeah, right. It's eerie. It's eerie and it's a little sad also.
You want to hear some more?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right after the break, buddy.
Ooh.
Right after the break.
Hey, you know something?
I want to hear that again.
I had a dream last night.
It never gets tired of hearing that.
We'll break it up. We won't only listen to the DJs in Sacramento. We will listen to some more of the boys' sex instruction video. Okay.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes. There were still plenty of questions. And as usual, some guys thought they knew all the answers.
So the dope pushes her into the water. What'd she get, man? Maybe she was having her period or something.
Oh, that doesn't make any difference.
Oh, go on.
She goes swimming when she's having her period.
Period? What's that?
Yeah, no, menstrual period. Don't you know what that is?
No.
Say, somebody ought to give you guys the word.
Okay, wise guy, what is it?
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, these goofballs have never heard of a menstrual period, and I was trying to tell them.
You didn't know what he was talking about either. Yeah.
Okay, simmer down.
Simmer down.
That's great. Go on.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
I mean, you are
babies. What are you doing? With the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Bush baby.
Yeah, you hurt me, I'll hurt you. I'm little Bill O'Reilly.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yugoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yugoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yugoogly was?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I watch all the auditions with the judges and then try and help them when they come out to recover from some of the brutality inside.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
The stars of Quest for Fire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
What the bloody hell was that?
I don't know.
It was almost non-human.
Thank you.
I know. What the bloody hell.
Oh, I heard that one.
Where's the bat? Massive eyes.
You look a little odd. Your dancing is terrible. The singing was horrendous. And you look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes.
Bush baby.
Hello, I'm Simon.
The Bush baby.
I don't.
You missed it, Buzz.
That's what I hear.
You yeah. missed it again. Mm-hmm. All right, let's finish up with these Sacramento DJ fangs.
Okay.
And then we can put this away for a while. Here we go. The next cut, number five.
Who is this, Jennifer?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's the situation about Justin Timberlake tonight?
I don't want to... I want...
Oh, this is the dead woman.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess they have them in another room or something, drinking the water?
Yeah, with an intern.
Okay.
You do want the water.
I was tempted. I was really, really tempted. And everyone's going to hate me forever.
I got a pair of tickets, lower level. Justin Timberlake, 2007 Future Sex Love Show Live, Arco Arena, tonight. And I will throw them away if you do not want to take them. Or Lucy.
Well, maybe somebody she killed herself over Justin Timberlake tickets.
I think it was for the Wii
right.
unit, and then this was a consolation prize.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
What's worse?
Yeah, I was going to say. You know,
yeah.
Six one, half dozen the other.
I know.
Hey.
We're not. Trust me, we're not going to throw them away.
I'm going to have to say, God, this chili sucks. No deal.
No deal. No deal.
God, there is that stupid morning zoo.
Yeah.
No deal.
30 people in the studio.
Here's the next one.
Hello.
Jennifer, I heard that it's not, you're not doing too well.
My head hurts.
Aww.
They keep telling me that it's the water, that it's my, it'll tell my head to hurt and then it'll make me puke, but.
Who told you that? The intern?
Yeah.
That's what I noticed over there?
It hurts, but it makes you feel lightheaded, so I'm not sure if I'm just like...
This is what it feels like when you're drowning. There's a lot of water
drowning.
Inside of you.
Oh, it hurts.
This is like deep blue sea.
So, we want to get you out of your misery.
Drowning.
We would
right.
like to offer you again, one more time.
And the last time.
The last time we're going
to
offer.
Oh, so this is nice. As she's marching towards her death, I understand they're offering her Justin Timberlake tickets to what, to drop out?
To drop out of the contest.
Right, yeah.
Sounds lightheaded.
This Justin Timberlake tickets for tonight.
Lower level.
Because it seems like Lucy has a big bladder and she's not going anywhere.
You know, they laughed at me for turning them down the first time, so I'm not going to turn them down again. I'll take them.
Oh! She took the consolation prize.
God wow. damn it. She missed the concert, though.
That's surreal. And the game. Surreal. And life.
She missed wow. the concert.
Wow.
How's she going to get that back?
Man, oh, man.
To help you. Yes. Uh-oh. Oh, she looks sick. Jennifer, you look... Oh, my gosh, look at her belly. Are you pregnant?
No, she said it looks like her belly like when she was pregnant. Look, it's totally sticking out.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that belly.
That is so funny.
That's full of water. You ready
look
to...
probably 3 months pregnant.
Come on over.
She's a mother of three.
I know. She's a little tiny thing, too. That's so funny.
Come on over, Jennifer. Are you okay? You want to lay down? What do you...
She can't even walk.
You going to pass out right now? Too much water?
Wow.
God, those poor schmucks.
They do sound like schmucks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, guys. This is Dave from Sacramento. How are you?
Hi there, Dave.
Hey, I was watching a show last night with the civil lawyers on this issue, and they explained the difference between the way the waiver would take effect and it wouldn't, and I'll try not to be a total idiot when I explain this, but they explained that the waiver would take effect if there was no logical, dangerous outcome to the activity. And to use what you said earlier, Don, if they're putting their hands on a car, there's no obvious dangerous outcome from that. Whereas drinking water, there's a proven, obvious, dangerous outcome.
Let me stop you for 1 second, because I know what you're saying is true. That is why, even for the most innocuous contest, you have the waiver that says, like we do, no matter what it is. I mean, if you come down to play blackjack on the air with us, you have to sign a form that says if you die, it's your fault. What?
He covered that. What he said was, even if they sign that, it won't hold in court if there is an absolute dangerous outcome. See, playing blackjack, let's say one of the contestants this is the example he used. If one of the contestants got upset that they didn't win, pulled out a gun and shot the other contestant, well, that's an outcome that could not be foreseen. So the radio station's off the hook. But if there's an it's like saying, run into this knife. And if you run
I think I understand what you're saying.
I just got it.
You're making my brain hurt.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is like really meeting with the lawyers, isn't
yeah, it?
It really is.
That guy about halfway through, I started going, la, 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 Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. This is my mind. They're like, the modern Stone Age family.
In the most extreme way, it's like sending somebody out onto Rockville Pike and say, stand in front of a car there. Whoever stands the longest to play chicken. There's a logical outcome that somebody's going to get hit by a car there.
Right.
So even if they sign a waiver, it's not going to indemnify the radio station from that.
Okay, well, then it gets back to the point that the company is really responsible that someone should have said, hey, this has some potential danger.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, this is Mike in Sacramento. This whole story is just, it's crazy.
Hey, hold on, I just had a thought. Hold on, I got to break in. My God. I love our station in Sacramento, KHTK, as everybody does. We're a very good affiliate, big, long-time, 13-year affiliate.
Right.
Boy, oh, boy, wouldn't it be great to be on FM?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to blow up that station.
Yeah.
Why not blow it up and make it like WDNM.
You're never one to miss an opportunity.
That's right. Make it the Don and Mike station.
The Don and Mike station.
Hey, we've done plenty of bad. That's be the new motto. They've done plenty of bad stuff, but they've never killed anybody.
Yeah, yeah. That would. I think that slogan might work.
At least, not yet. Listen to tomorrow's episode.
That might be the way to do it.
Don and Mike, you've asked for it,
wow.
And finally, Don and Mike are on FM.
What's that name of that guy out there? Our program director out there?
Mike Ramey.
Mike Ramey, been out there for a million years.
Right. Make it happen, Mike.
Do it, Mike. We know you're a go-getter.
Make it happen.
You're a go-getting kind of guy.
And really, just run tapes of the show all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just, when we're not on live, just run a continuous loop of that day's show.
Just our channel.
Yeah.
We've always dreamed of that.
That's the only way, really, to make it right for Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's the only way to save that station.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
Are you still there? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that one playback that you just played where she said that it hurts, that on the newscast on Channel 10 last night, they said that was the last time that they talked to her, and 15 minutes later is when she passed away.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah, it was kind of, and then 20 minutes prior to that, an actual RN, a registered nurse, called in and told them that this lady is going to suffer from the water intoxication and they need to relax on this.
Right. And again, at that point...
Well, there's nobody... You know, one of the things the tape demonstrates, you can listen to it two ways. You can say, oh, my God, I can't believe they were saying it. I listen to that tape and I hear a room full of people that didn't even have a clue that there was this potential danger.
And that's why you have dicks like program directors who call during the commercials and say, hey, guys, listen, you know, maybe let's not take it in this total death mode. Like, you know, move it in a, and of course, as the DJ, you fight that back.
Right.
You get on the air and you say, hey, our program director thinks somebody's going to die. But at least in that case, somebody would have been aware of what went on, right?
Yeah, and listening to that one guy...
thinking about what could have happened, I guess. Right.
And listening to that one guy explain the legality of the waiver, it actually makes an awful lot of sense. And, it's pretty easy to decipher. It also tells me that in the long run, I don't think that the dish jockeys, they can fire them for anything. They can fire the guys. They're not going to get jobs. It's going to be difficult for them. But as far as the legality of this, civilly and for criminal charges, I mean, they were going along with the waiver that they had
the
in
company.
Hand that said, if we get these waivers signed, that's
right.
The policy
right.
of this radio station, that things are going to be okay.
If I was one of those DJs, man, I'd be having a press conference right now.
So I would think so.
Saying, I am distraught that this person died, and I'll do everything that I can to help, and I'm not sleeping, but understand that, you know, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here, but Jesus Christ, my corporation knew what was going on.
Right. Yeah, I have a, you know, I'm a disc jockey, I don't have a medical degree. So, I mean, and it was obviously everybody in that room had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, okay. Hey, John, do we have that electric dog collar yet for tomorrow's show?
Not quite yet.
But we really are doing that, though. Just with ourselves.
With ourselves. If we die...
Not with you guys.
If we die, it'll be a wonderful story.
We're doing shock trivia tomorrow.
Shock jock.
We're going to have... What?
You're shock jock.
Shock jock.
We're going to have a hunting collar around our neck used with hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we get a trivia question wrong, we'll be zapped.
Zapped good.
And you get to hear it. Maybe you... Smell our flesh burning through the radio.
Because on the Don and Mike show, if it's good enough for dogs, it's good enough for us.
This won't affect my pacemaker, will it?
No waiver required.
Buzz, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I think that last guy that had called in, I don't think he had it correct. She drove home and died 5 hours after the show.
Five hours?
So it wasn't 15 minutes. It was 5 hours.
No, it wasn't. No. And if you listen to the audio, like one of the very last audio clips,
yeah.
She says, hey, do you want me to go back and drink some more water? And yeah. The DJs are going, no.
Does anybody speak to whether during that 5 hours, if she'd gotten any kind of medical attention, she could have been helped, or is there a point of no return as far as that water?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like maybe you get so much in you, you can't overcome it.
You don't know. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
I was also going to say, just in Northern California a couple years ago, there was a frat boy in Chico who died of the same thing.
Oh, honey, I read that online today. Wasn't it almost 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, but I think they just sentenced the kids like 6 months ago. So it was just in the news. It was in our part of the state.
They referenced it in the first cut. It's mm-hmm. sort of underneath, but yeah. He says, like that poor kid who, and then he sort of fades. But
and so
I don't know about it. I am trying to defend these guys,
and now I'm thinking that. So they were aware of that?
I'd still defend them because they're stupid disc jockeys.
They're not medical doctors. They're not supposed to know this.
And when you're stupid disc jockeys, you do stupid things, and there has to be a boss that says, don't do stupid things.
Somebody should have stopped it. Yeah.
Right?
Before then.
Right? Yeah, those are the good old days. God damn it.
Yes.
I mean, Mike, you and I could be proud.
Mm-hmm.
Before all of this FCC crap, we used to call people up and without put them on the air without their permission. For God's sakes, we slandered people, we yelled at people, we broke all kinds of FCC rules, we've been sued a million times, but did we ever kill anybody?
No, we did not.
No. Okay. Put that on a bumper sticker.
God.
The Don and Mike Show. They haven't killed anybody yet.
Yet.
Not that we wouldn't want to.
Well, actually, voluntarily, on many occasions.
Hello, Don
With
Mike
no
Show.
Waiver.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Listen, I don't think the DJ should have been fired at all. They didn't do anything wrong. I think the lawyer should be fired.
Well, that's a good place to start, sir.
Always.
All right.
Kill all the lawyers.
That was our lawyer calling.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
If you guys die tomorrow...
I want to thank Don Ephraim for calling in.
If we die tomorrow, what?
Can I have first dibs on taking over the show?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
It's yours. We'll make it a contest.
I'm riding my bike down right now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll have a contest. You have to drink our bodily fluids, though.
after we're gone.
Be a contest to see who can drink
the
most.
I can drink the pus coming out of you.
Okay.
Who will drink the most pus?
Ew.
We got a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Isaac Hayes.
All right.
So, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just as every bum's lot in life is his own responsibility, regardless of who he chooses to blame. I didn't blame anyone for the loss of my legs. Some Chinaman took them from me in Korea, but I went out and achieved anyway. I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Oh.
Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bum's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did.
Good job.
Get a job, sir.
Shut up.
The bums will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
The Don and Mike Show. Wow. They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last time.
I know. Cut the jibba jabba. Gotcha. Oh, there you go, line's ringing. At least Isaac Hayes is on the phone.
Cool beans.
Let me see. Isaac Hayes is going to be here in D.C. on the 25th at the Birchmere.
All right.
This is the joint where we saw Wayne Newton.
Yep.
Tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Wait, now we got him on the phone? Okay, here he is, the great Isaac Hayes. Hey, Isaac Hayes.
Isaac, how are you?
Hello?
Isaac Hayes, are you on the line?
Isaac Hayes?
All right.
There he is.
Isaac Hayes. Now, hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Got to tell you first, huge fan of yours I am. Read in the newspaper about a month ago that you're going to be at this joint here in D.C., the Birchmere.
Yeah.
Said to some of these tools that work on the show, you got to get Isaac Hayes on. And I'll tell you why, sir, before we get to everything else. You were part of really the greatest concert I have ever seen in my life. 2 years ago, my kid who goes to school down in South Carolina, I'm down there on a weekend for my birthday. I see him, and he said, Pop, we're getting in the car. We're going to Atlanta. I'm not telling you where we're going. You're going to love it. We make the two-hour drive to Atlanta. It is in the following order. Stephanie Mills, Isaac Hayes, and the Reverend Al Green.
Oh, wow. I remember when you came back and were talking about that.
I know everybody remembers me going on about this. I hate concerts. I've never been to a concert that I've stayed till the entire end, except that one. And when you did, my big chocolate salty balls, I about fell out. You, my friend, you're great.
That is an introduction right there. Yeah,
that really, no BS. I came back and I said that. Flat out, the best show I've ever seen in my life.
I did say that.
I was bombed out of my mind, standing up on the table, dancing. It was this place in Atlanta. You sit down, you have food. They bring you booze to your table.
Really? Well, the Birchmere does that too.
It was an outdoor place.
Wow.
Isaac Hayes is up there. People are dancing. I was dancing with people. My kids dancing. Man.
And you know, Isaac, can I give you my compliment now?
Okay.
Are you ready? Since we get this out of the way before we ask you questions.
All right.
One of my all-time favorite movies, and I don't know where this ranks as far as all the movies you've done, but it could happen to you. I absolutely adore that movie. I think you were fantastic.
Yeah.
That was just a simple, sweet, wonderful movie, and I loved your narration in it, and I loved the role you played in it. And there it is. That's my compliment. You've heard Don's, you've heard mine. Now, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Let's just introduce our audience. I know that we played theme from Shaft, of course. Everybody knows theme from Shaft.
Right.
Yeah. Hold on, where's that South Park thing? Where's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine this garnered Isaac legions of new fans.
Which made you more popular, Shaft or the Big Chocolate Salty Balls?
Well, I would say Shaft.
Yeah. Okay, that's a safe answer. Yeah, I agree.
Because Shaft is, I mean, timeless, and it's still played all over the place today.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, hold on just a second, sir. Do you consider this to be a novelty song? Do you look at this as one of your greatest hits, or is this a song you do and you go, oh?
Well, it's like a novelty song, but it was big.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It was like a novelty song, but it was big.
Did you expect that it would catch on like it did?
No, I didn't think it would jump like that, but it did.
It did?
Now, hold on, here's another one. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that Isaac Hayes wrote this one. This is one of my favorite Isaac Hayes songs. Oh, no, not that. Not the ball.
You're
song.
Obsessed with that.
This one right here. Did you know that Isaac Hayes wrote this? Done originally by the Jackson 5, then redone in disco style by Gloria Gaynor.
It did, sure did.
Yeah, that's the original. Isaac Hayes. God damn, you're smooth, man. You make me wish I was black. I swear to God you do. And here you go. 1, 2, 3.
Slow jam.
I never can say goodbye.
You know, Isaac, when you listen to your music and then the range of stuff, it is extremely difficult musically to put you in a category. You say, I'm this type of artist. What type of music do you say to people you make? What is your style?
Well, I can't categorize it. You know, I just like music. So hip hop is, you know, they keep getting so some categories.
Would you consider yourself you were hanging in there in the disco era, right?
Yeah.
He's Soul Patrol.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Soul Patrol.
Mike, here's another one by Isaac Hayes.
Okay.
That I bet you didn't know that he wrote. I've got his version of it, not the Glenn Campbell version, if that's any kind of a clue to you. Oh, hold on. God damn this machine. Sorry about that.
I'm talking about the power of love now.
It's a Glenn Campbell song. See if how fast you can guess what song it is, written by Isaac Hayes.
And Isaac's doing it.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
That's the truth. Now, I want your imagination.
It's not Rhinestone Cowboy.
Travel with me. Oh, come on.
It's not Southern Nights.
Is it Wichita lineman?
No. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee.
I can't get it yet.
It's By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Wow.
By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Yep, that's it.
That's an Isaac Hayes song?
It sure is.
I didn't write it.
Oh, you didn't write it?
No, I wish I had.
Oh, I thought you did it. Sorry about that. Oh, hold on a second.
They were married.
Let me see. I got a list here. Oh, anyway, here it is.
The Power of Love.
God, what do you sing to that? By the Time I Get to Phoenix? You got a long intro on
it. But you see, girl, that don't mean to come down.
A lot of Isaac Hayes songs.
18 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
30 seconds.
All right, so you didn't write By the Time I Get to Phoenix, but you did by this. Okay, then. Riddle me this, Batman. Did you write Soul Man for Sam and Dave?
Yeah, we wrote that.
Did you write?
Me and David Porter.
Did you write? I didn't want to do it like you did, but you did it. Yeah, I thank you.
We wrote that one too.
All right.
Cool. And how about Soul Man? Did you write Soul Man?
Yeah, we wrote that one too.
How many Grammys do you have?
About four Grammys.
Four Grammys.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you write? And you have an Oscar too. You get an Oscar for Shaft?
Yeah, no, didn't get an Oscar for that. But I got an Oscar, but for what is it? Chef, yeah.
Yeah, you got Chef. All right.
Did you write Hold On, I'm Coming for Sam and
Dave? Yeah, we wrote that one too.
Wow. Yeah, I can't believe I said you wrote By the Time You Get to Phoenix. That's Jim Webb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Webb.
And where are
another great black man, Jimmy Webb.
Where are you now, Isaac?
What do you say?
Where are you now?
I'm home right now in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
When you go out and you do a show like at the Birchmere, do you do all your own stuff? I mean, what's a typical... When I saw you that night in Atlanta, the great thing about that show was that between... I think Stephanie Mills did about five songs. You did about five. Al Green did about five. But they were like 20-minute versions of songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved. Will you do something like that now, or do you do absolutely everything that you're associated with?
Everything I'm associated with, but it's good, you know. It's a lot of fun.
And do you how many pieces do you have? What do you travel your band, your orchestra? How long do you how many people do you have in your band?
About ten pieces, something like that.
All right, good stuff.
All right, dude. Listen, here, let's get down to it now. South Park, if you don't mind discussing it. When did you... Oh, I hope it didn't piss you off.
He's chef.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's right.
Are you with South Park? You're out of South Park. Are you pissed at them? Are you not pissed at them? What's going on?
I'm not pissed at them, but I'm out of South Park now.
You're out of it? Did you make any money with it?
Fun, but ran out. You'd be fun, but ran out. So I just moved on.
All right, so you move on. Do you make any money out of South Park?
No.
Nobody at all. Was the reason that you left, when you say it ran out of fun, wasn't it some storyline they had that you didn't like, or was it just, as you said, it wasn't fun? I don't remember exactly what it was. I remember reading that you were pissed off about some controversial storyline that they had. Does anybody remember that? Anybody help?
I do remember that. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Well,
was it a controversy at the end of that, or did you just decide to move on?
Scientology.
Yeah, right.
In the long run, I decided to move on.
Right. Okay. All right.
Are you into Scientology, Isaac?
Yeah, I've been to Scientology for a lot of years now.
Have you met Leah Remini?
What's that?
Leah Remini. She's on a show called King of Queens. You ever meet her?
Oh, Leah. Yeah.
Yeah, Leah Remini.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise, all those famous, John Travolta, all those famous Scientologists, you get a chance to meet them?
I know them too.
Wow. Well, okay. John Travolta's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You've known him for a good long time.
You ever get to see Kelly Preston, like, coming out of a swimming pool, sir? She is fine, isn't she fine? She is so fine. You know what else to tell you? I love your potato chip commercials. God damn, no one sells a potato chip like you do, Isaac Hayes. You just sit there. All you got to do is get your Isaac Hayes hand around that can and go, nothing goes with a sandwich like potatoes. And you know what I do? I go and I rob grocery stores to get those potato chips. That's how great you sell those goddamn things. So what are you wearing right now? You wearing one of your outfits, or are you just chilling out?
Only wear that stuff now. I'm chilling out.
You're just chilling out? I mean, what's the next movie? You going to make any more movies this year?
I'm doing a movie. I think I'm doing a movie about a few more months.
Few more months, and you, yeah, I mean, for a while there, you were doing like a movie a year. I know you were in a lot of stuff, but you're taking it a little more easy nowadays.
Yeah, I'm taking it easy now.
Good for you.
Did you like the remake of Shaft with Sam Jackson?
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a movie that's on TNT all the time, and I wish that they would not beep out the F words. That's such an important word in that movie.
It sure is.
It's an important word in all of our lives.
It's an important word in life, I think, occasionally. Sometimes that word just has to be used.
Isaac, do you ever watch, are you like the rest of us? Do you watch American Idol?
Sometimes.
What if they asked you to be like Jewel or one of these people that...
I know Diana Ross is going to be part of American Idol this year also.
What if they asked you to come on for an Isaac Hayes night?
I don't know.
What if all the contestants did big chocolate balls as the song?
That was the prerequisite?
Now I'm watching. Now I'm there. What do you do for kicks? What did you do last night for kicks? I'll tell you what I did last night. I went home, had dinner with my girlfriend, had a couple of drinks, watched American Idol. What did you do, Isaac Hayes?
I was working on a tune.
You're working on a tune?
Yeah.
Do you have a studio at your house?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to go far. You can relax and just go down to your studio and work on your music.
Yeah.
But when you really, I mean, that sounds like work to me. I want to follow up on that. What is it?
It's not work.
It's not work. You enjoy it.
It's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it hard being as cool as you are?
I don't see myself cool, but it's not hard.
I picture, your home just, almost a throwback to the 1970s where, you just got beautiful women lying on couches everywhere. Is that at all accurate? And everybody's wearing satin robes. Is that...
Open, and all the robes
and they're all open, yes. Nobody's wearing anything else underneath them. Is it anything like that at all?
Look, gone are those days.
Those days.
But there was a time that those days were here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But now, like I said, I'm moving on.
You got to keep moving on.
I got a new song.
Really? What is it?
Yeah. I got a new song.
I thought you said new song.
Oh, you have a new son?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got... How old's your son?
9 months.
Oh, my God. So now you got to be the family man, so you can't go out and party or anything.
Yeah, he's my 12th kid.
He's your 12th kid?
Yeah.
What's his name, Isaac?
Kojo.
Kojo.
Yeah.
Kojo Hayes.
God damn. No wonder you're still on tour. 12 kids.
How many grandkids do you have?
Oh, boy. Let's see. It's a bunch of grandkids. I don't know how many it is.
That is fantastic. 12 kids, and you just had one. Jesus
and
Christ.
And you're currently married?
Yeah, I'm married. Got a new wife.
You got it. And how long have you been married?
We've been married over a year now.
Over a year. And what's your new bride's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Ajua Hayes.
Ajua Hayes.
That's my girlfriend's name, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Ajua.
Ajua. That's it. I like that.
Ajua.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not right. My girlfriend's name is Janet. That's not quite as exotic as Ajua.
12 kids. Boy, I tell you, that's a career in and of itself right there.
Are you Catholic, if you don't mind me asking?
What do you say?
Well, I'm thinking you use the Catholic birth control method.
Yeah, that's worked for me. Or maybe I'm just not potent.
Mike has 12 kids.
Yeah, I have 12 kids, but I'm not sure what cities they're in.
Hold on. I see some more than that. In my opinion, it's a novelty song.
Oh, baby.
How great is this? Let's just jam on this for a second.
I'm going to ask Isaac if I could really put him out, if I could really trouble him, to just say something for me.
Can we just hear a little bit of this, Mike?
Say, everybody, haven't seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, yes.
Hey, Isaac. Before we let you go, can I ask you to say something for us that we can play over and over again on the radio show? And all you have to do, our names, Don and Mike, and then like you did in Chef, shut your mouth. Is there any way you could do that?
Yeah. Don and Mike and. Okay, let me see.
Or whatever you want to do.
This is about, hey, this is Isaac Hayes.
This
Don
is Isaac
Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
Right. This is Isaac Hayes. Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
Okay, this is Isaac Hayes. Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
If you see me walking on down the street.
All right.
Walk on by.
Oh, yeah.
Walk on by.
All right.
I like your version of this, too. Oh, can you hear this? I'm playing this down the phone.
Wow.
A Burt Bacharach song.
Yeah, you got that right.
Originally done by Miss Dionne Warwick, one of the greatest overbites in show business. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the end in Sacramento. A station people are dying to listen to.
Yeah.
Here he is right now. Good friend of the show at 3 before 3. On 3-3-3-3-3-3-3. That's the phone number. Where's the vocal?
Is this another
Don and Mike.
Is that another one of those 18-minute intros there?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here come the background. Here come the relapse. They're singing Walk On By in the background.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry.
Jeez, I'm hearing this song right now. I want to have sex with you, Don.
This is screwing music.
Wow.
Really?
This is it. This is truly making love music. You can put this on in the back. I mean, really. They talk about that a lot, like what you put on in the background. But this would, seriously.
Walk on by.
This is designed for making 12 children.
Absolutely.
Exactly what it is.
The great Isaac Hayes. Listen, thank you for your time, Isaac, at the Birchmere here in D.C.
You're a good man, Isaac. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thursday, January 25th, 7:30, Ticketmaster.com. Information on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Isaac Hayes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good talking to you, dude.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
An American original, Isaac Hayes.
He had his moments.
Yeah, he did. But it, when you got him, you know, he really liked that opportunity to say, Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
He did well.
And it came with Isaac Hayes with that little extra punch behind it, too.
12 kids.
Well, listen to that music.
12 kids.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Does that music say anything but sex?
Jesus Christ. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
That was the polar opposite of Isaac Hayes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's wrong with you, you pervert? Keep going to hell, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. And listen, first of all,
enthusiastic and reverent, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face.
This song, Never Can't Say Goodbye, not written by Isaac Hayes, like I said.
By the time I get to Phoenix, not written by him.
Right. This was written by Clifton Davis, who writes on That's My Mama.
But he wrote Pickett and Grinnett.
He wrote what?
Isaac Hayes. Pickett and Grinnett.
Isaac Hayes, stroke victim.
There's been denial.
The buzz just was telling me during the commercials. I thought it was a joke, and then someone else came in and said, hey, Isaac Hayes is pretty good for a guy with a stroke.
I guess there's controversy, and the buzz you were telling me, that was around the South Park time.
He quit South Park a year and a week ago today, and just before that, he was hospitalized for exhaustion. A local Memphis TV station confirmed that it had been a stroke. His publicist, Amy, denied that at the time, but that was followed by a lot of speculation that the real reason he quit South Park had more to do with the stroke than with Scientology.
Interesting.
I sure do hate it when I sound stupid and say you wrote By the Time I Get to Phoenix. He did write all those great songs for Sam and Dave and a bunch of other stuff as
that
well.
That I had no idea. I didn't know that. That was great.
And here's the latest about that station in Sacramento.
Yes?
KDND is airing a spot now with the general manager, saying the station is doing everything we can to deal with this difficult situation in a manner that's both respectful and responsible.
Right. Well, that's right out of the publicity department. Right. Sounds like that. What else can they do?
Believe it or shove it. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
I love that, Don and Mike. Great job.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes.
Oh, Isaac Hayes. Oh, come on. I love him.
That's an icon right there.
My favorite song by Isaac Hayes is the one he wrote for Dionne Warwick, Deja Vu.
Did he write that?
Yes, sir. That is one tune that over and over again.
Is this the finger guy?
No, I'm not the finger guy. No. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
He was respectful.
Yeah.
And enthusiastic.
Don't think it was him.
And reverend. I think it was the finger guy.
You think it was the finger guy who was calling with a serious call because he enjoyed our chat with Isaac Hayes?
No, I'm deluded enough to believe that I smoked him out.
Yeah.
And made him drop and run.
He had to cut and run.
He was going to get ready.
Cut and run.
Hold on a second. A couple of things here before we... Jesus Christ. What happened to the show today?
Yeah.
What happened at the show?
It was an 18-minute intro by Isaac Hayes.
Well, now, you certainly have heard all of the American Idol stuff, right?
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called?
The Bush Babies.
Bush Babies.
Oh, you are such a
the Bush Babies. What are you doing? with the big eyes.
Massive eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I do love the reaction from Randy on that one.
That's too great.
Mm-hmm.
All that American Idol stuff. Rosie O'Donnell, listen, I don't even know if I want to play these tapes. She cannot stop walking in crap.
No. Yeah, she can't stand it.
She gets on The View today, and she's upset about American Idol, that they're making fun of people.
Right.
So she's standing on her freaking fat high horse. I'm not even going to dignify it with all the tapes. You guys... did a great job of getting all these tapes from The View.
Well, what did she say? I didn't hear any of it, so what did she say exactly?
Oh, Christ.
Instead of four millionaires laughing at them, right? Why do they have to air that? I question whether or not some of the people are mentally competent enough to make the decision as to how it will affect them to be humiliated on national TV for the rest of their life. The kids will have damage for the rest of their life.
Shut up! Shut up! So here's the only good thing about all of this. Huh? Rosie O'Donnell's on her freaking morality high horse again. It pretty much is being ignored.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, though.
did he pick up on it?
Oh, yeah.
She can't criticize my friend Simon because she has no chance against Simon.
Well, Rosie should be nobody to criticize. Rosie's a total mess inside and out.
Again.
For her to criticize Paula Abdul is absolutely disgraceful.
Trump told the insider his stance on Rosie hasn't changed.
Look, Rosie's an animal.
Wow. Is that great?
Not only an animal, how about a total mess inside and out?
Okay.
Thank you, Donald.
How about a Ron Mexico update?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
How long has it been since we have had news on number 7 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Ron Mexico?
He's been listening to the Paul Harvey Show.
Michael Vick.
Here is the deal with Michael Vick. He's going through the airport in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And really, how stupid is this? You know that they're going to look at everything you've got.
Everything.
You know, if you haven't been living with your head in the sand, that they're also concerned about liquids.
Now, I think that maybe he had a herpetic moment, and perhaps the herpes got into his brain.
Brain herpes?
And he's, his brain
you got the brain herpes?
Isn't it Wednesday morning, he arrives at the airport in Miami, and, you know, you're allowed to bring a clear plastic baggie with stuff and a bottle of water.
Right? And a bong.
If you want, on the airplane. All right, so he gets through security,
right?
And he has like a 2-liter bottle with him. He did not want to give it to the people to go through the thing to be X-rayed,
right?
Sure,
it's because it's his marijuana water.
Well, no, it is, Mike.
I know.
I mean, I know you know.
I know,
but maybe somebody out there didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle had a hidden compartment in it that had a small amount of dark particulate. And the pungent aroma.
I never knew you could drink it.
Me either. Too bad it would have helped me out a long time ago.
What's that smell? Is that weed?
To make tea with it.
But this is really unusual because this is the first time I've ever heard of marijuana being ingested this way.
It says the compartment was held by the bottle's label. So it appeared to be a full bottle of water when it was held upright. So did he have the weed in the bottle?
In a compartment inside
the bottle. How stupid is that? But you give them the bottle to run it through the X-ray machine.
Yeah. Well, and then you make a bit of a stink about it, too, about turning the bottle over.
Yeah.
So that's drawing attention to the bottle. But I'm still, for all of our experts, and I know some of them in closer proximity than others, I am curious as to the actual substance element of this. I've never heard of this. I've heard bongs that you can perhaps, you know, if you're really feeling like an ass, you can drink bong water, and that's going to make you very, very high, but I'm very, very confused.
I've never heard that, Mike.
I'll bet the weed was...
No, really, I've never heard that.
No,
I mean,
no.
God knows I spent years with weed.
Yeah, you know, I never drank...
I could never drink...
Trust me, if I thought... Back when I did weed, I thought you could get higher by drinking bong water.
Just like eating the worm in a tequila bottle.
I would have had the bong water.
I heard you could put scope in your bong, and it makes it like a menthol joint.
I'm sure that's true, too.
That happened on the third floor of Johnson Hall.
I'll bet Vicks Weed was dry, and it was in a compartment that kept it dry inside this water bottle hidden under the label. I think that's what I'm gathering.
It's the equivalent of those binoculars that you hide booze in.
Right.
So do you think he was actually hiding marijuana inside the bottle?
Apparently, in a compartment.
Secret compartment.
When I read this thing again, it says the bottle was found to have a hidden compartment.
Mm-hmm.
That had a small amount of residual whatever.
Right.
The compartment was hidden by the bottle's label. Yes, it was a compartment.
I heard there were also traces, they found traces of marijuana in the water itself.
Well, you get sloppy, things leak.
Yeah.
Sure. Traces.
That's
right.
True.
Well, all I know is he'll be throwing a lot of touchdown passes next season.
Hello, Donna Mike.
In jail.
Hello. Ron Mexico.
Hey, guys.
Hello, howdy.
Ron Mexico.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, the compartment was in the lid, and you unscrewed it, and that's where you had the pot hidden.
Oh, so that's why it was on the rim of the water bottle. Apparently so. It was on the lid?
God, then he's like the stupidest friggin' smuggler in the world.
Now, hold on. And I'm the last person in the world to be tracking with this, but was that the guy really telling the truth, or was he just making a pot joke?
I think lid for weed was like around Mad Magazine 1965.
Outdated term.
Someone would say, hey, man, where's that lid?
It's definitely the late 70s.
Okay. All right, let's say that.
It's definitely a regular term in the late 70s.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Howdy, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You guys have gone and blown it for all of us people hiding dope in our water bottles.
I just want to know when I became the Tommy Chong of this show.
What I want to know is when are you going to drink some bong water? Because you seem to think you can get off on bong water.
I have no idea because I never did it myself, but I certainly heard of the practice.
Did you hear that from the same person who told you John Cougar has a tail?
Thanks a lot. I think the lid joke might have been a joke. I'm not sure.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Why can't we get the facts?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, from Sacramento, they're having that press conference about that radio station, and they actually said that you do your contest responsibly, and they said favorably, actually mentioned Don and Mike in that national press release, or press conference.
The lawyers for the woman's family are meeting with reporters right now. This could go on for some time. I think what the caller is saying is that the lawyers at some point held you guys up as an example of how to do contest right.
You actually heard our names mentioned in the press conference.
Yes, exactly.
This is the kind of spontaneous publicity that can finally get us that clear in Des Moines, Iowa, Mike. God damn, we could be the king of Des Moines.
Thank you. But we would not be on anywhere outside of Iowa.
Toodaloo ass.
If something tells me that was not actual breaking news.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but I still want to know where the hell is the marijuana.
Well, I want to know if we got mentioned in that press conference.
And I want to find out once and for all if you can drink bong water.
We never get any kind of mention. Hello, Donna Mike show. For once, we didn't do something wrong.
Right.
When have we ever been held up as guys who do anything right at all?
Or no, not anything right. How about responsible? Hello, holding us up as responsible.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, I just accidentally turned on the news station, and they're having a press conference of the radio station being sued, and they mentioned you guys. So the lawyer was saying something like, you know, these DJs weren't like Don and Mike. They didn't know when to stop.
Now, here's the thing. I don't doubt that those lawyers have listened to our show.
Right.
And maybe even would take the tape of the stuff that we've said and, like, reading our release.
Mm-hmm.
And use it as part of it. I mean, not as part of their legal case, but when you're setting up stuff before the...
Right.
Well, goddamn, that's good for us.
No, this is good for us.
That's good for us.
Yeah, and I
know you guys like hearing your name, so...
Yeah, that's the entire...
Where did you get that
idea?
That's
good for us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, they still got our name.
How about that?
We do things right.
why don't you... Fuck, go on.
You know what?
What?
This is the type of news you want to share with your general manager.
I think so, yeah.
Guess what?
They'll be glad to hear this.
Guess who's the show that does things right? Join us tomorrow for the Dog Father Show. Michael Hughes, Don and Mike.
Hi, Michael.
Wow, you've really arrived. You've been named in a press conference.
Oh, he's listening to the station today.
He's on top of it today, ladies and gentlemen.
And I will have you note that they said we do things right. The people representing the dead lady said we do things right. Wow, what an endorsement.
How about that?
It's a proud, proud moment for me.
Sure is. That's wonderful.
It's something I don't honestly hear often. So it,
I mean, really, you guys should take out an ad in the trades.
I'd love to get the transcript and find out exactly what was said.
I like your new positioning statement.
I already forgot that. Which
that's
was
the
that?
One where we come up. We're Don and Mike.
We haven't killed anybody.
We haven't killed anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael. Go change the station, please. Bye-bye.
Go enjoy some of that wonderful El Zol music.
Don't like talking to him when he's listening.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Mike, are you a smoker or have you ever been?
You mean as far as marijuana?
Have you ever partaken?
I've partaken, but I was not habitual.
He did with
years
me one
ago.
Time. He had a very bad reaction.
Long life. I believe that there are people in this room that might have seen my very last foray. Are we talking over 20 years ago?
It was about 20 years ago.
Well, the last time.
The last time was 20 years ago.
Here's exactly what Mike sounded like.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There it is. Right, hold on a second. Let me see. Number... That was Mike. That was Mike at National Airport on weed.
And if I hadn't said this publicly, I have to thank you for that because you really walked me off the ledge. You talked me in off the ledge when I was... very, very confused and hyperventilating and also terrified that I was going to be arrested because I couldn't speak Spanish. Because the baggage tag was in Spanish.
You're funny.
And I said, Don, I don't speak Spanish.
I had to help Mike out.
Yeah. Oh, God. And I still remember this so vividly. The plane was delayed. Do you remember that? The plane was delayed.
I don't remember
and we
that.
Actually went up into a little airport lounge area where I was able to, like, just get it together, and the plane was 40 minutes delayed. Otherwise, I would have been in that compartment of the plane just going, let me out. I can't feel my skin.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hey, I was wondering, since Sacramento's in such a spotlight right now, I was hoping to hear Mike or Rob do a little Sacramento dance since I haven't heard it for a while.
It never is done when it's requested.
Okay. Well, thanks anyway.
I know you can't hear it on the phone, but the crickets are playing.
They're dancing. I'd like to do a dance on that guy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I do very hard. Stomp.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. I'd
like to do my Blue Man Group impression on it.
Hello.
Right. Hello, how are you?
Are you like me? Have you been sitting in the theaters nonstop watching that movie Stomp?
Yes.
That's how I spent the 20 hours in between shows, between yesterday and today. In the theater nonstop watching the movie Stomp.
When I found out that the Blue Man Group was going on tour, Don, I actually cried.
Hello.
Tears of joy.
Hello.
Hello.
You're
hey, that
here.
Hey, that bottle the dope was in. That thing has a secret compartment in the center of it. Has water at the bottom, water at the top. You unscrew it, you put your stuff inside. It's akin to the thing that Mrs. Soprano was hiding her money in the door.
Gotcha.
The little soup can.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, thanks, fellas.
Don and Mike Show audience stepping up big time.
That's so funny because. If that is true, then obviously it's a product that's designed
to hide it.
To hide things.
Sure.
And then,
how stupid are you to bring that through security at the airport?
It's liquid. Yeah.
And really, I mean, as someone who used to enjoy weed a lot, can't you just let it go along long enough to, like, walk through airport security?
And now, at least in New Orleans, when I was coming back through security, you have these bins they have now that are really just jam-packed, and the majority of those are water bottles.
And they don't get looked at?
No.
Not unless you make a big deal about it, like, don't touch my water bottle.
Don't touch my water.
Hello, Donna Maisha. Hello.
Hey, media gods. One question about the lady from Sacramento.
The dead lady?
Did she win the contest?
What? What?
Did she win the contest?
No. No, she did not. And there, the phone has just done the same thing as the lady.
Stop the show.
Phone just died. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I hope I'm listening and I just got screwed, but that bottled water thing you guys are talking about?
Yes, sir.
If you go to the Smoking Gun, it has pictures of how it's set up, and there's actually like a clear silicone liquid
on
the bottom.
Thank you. You know what? From your lips to God's ears, thank you to our friends at thesmokinggun.com who are listening to the show and actually just did send by a bunch of links. Including this from copes.com, K-O-P-E-S, water bottle, secret compartment, safe. That's how that they sell it.
Yeah.
A safe for your valuables.
Oh, isn't that safe?
How stupid is that?
It is so stupid. And when you see it, you laugh even more because I'm sure that's exactly what it was.
That's the dumbest. That is the dumbest thing. Hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, Don and Mike, I work right across the street from
the attorney's office to represent the family of that girl who drank all that water.
Dude, why don't you go to the window, press your butt cheeks together, and say, Dynamite, get ass!
You know, they just broke up the press conference, but they actually made reference to you guys as responsible DJs.
Yes, we do. Now the third call. We know that. We got to get I'd love the audio of that. We'd love to hear us being used as an example of how to do things right.
Mm-hmm. A special
Good luck
day.
With that. Good luck with that, and good luck with your shock trivia tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I got a tip on how to trick those pesky drug dogs.
Okay. Sure.
For all the smokers out there, if you will allow me, I will continue.
Go ahead. Maybe Michael Vick is listening.
Well, what you do is specifically with your vehicle, you know, when the dog's got to search the vehicle before the time, if you require some preparation, you got to collect all your resin, you know, out of your pipe or whatever, and you go and you take little bits of it and you wipe it all over the inside of your car in different places. And then you hide your stuff really, really good in one spot, and then when the dogs come out, can the dog sniff your car? Yeah, sure, no problem. And the dogs are sniffing everywhere. They're going crazy. But on the way it's at, the cops...
This is the kind of guy who ends up getting raped in jail.
Yeah.
Really, he is.
Good luck, sir.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Go ahead, sniff anywhere. I got weed all over my car. Go ahead, it's everywhere.
Like that would be the excuse to get you off.
That would be like the excuse to have your cars taken down to the impounding lot and torn apart. Because the dogs are going to get a positive read
right
on the resident. What an idiot, man. He must have been high.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, did you guys see Jethro on the cover of LA Times magazine?
You mean our good friend Max Baer?
Max Baer Jr.?
No, did not.
I'll send it to you, or if you guys want to find it online, but it's a story about how he lives up near Lake Tahoe and carries a 9mm Glock. They have photos of him.
Oh, please send it.
You know, we are having a celebrity feud with him still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Jethro still hates us. We were kind of making fun of his idea to have a Beverly Hillbillies casino in Reno. He didn't like that at all.
He got on local radio in Reno and Sacramento, all there in Northern California, and
right.
Said that... If you ever heard our names again, he would ruin us in the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Rob remembers.
The quote was, I promise you, I will spend the rest of my life bad-mouthing Don and Mike.
And I think he probably has.
It's starting to sink in now.
I heard a rumor that the target he has in back of his house are our pictures with his Glock. When he goes out for Glock practice.
I just blew it in a water bottle.
Glock. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Here's the thing about the Michael Vick thing, okay? Why does he, of all people, need to smuggle it onto a plane?
Yeah, wouldn't you think he'd have one of his homies doing it?
Well, not
or one of his entourage members.
Waiting for him at the other end.
Or, like I said, really.
Or fly private.
Do you need it that bad that you got to bring that as little as you would have, get a water bottle?
Well, it's not like you're going to be able to smoke it on the plane.
That was my whole point. He can't do it on a plane. And, I mean, it's not like he's a millionaire. You can tell me he can't score anyone he gets off the plane.
The owner of the Falcons is not real happy with Michael Vick.
I do that.
You know what about Michael Vick, Don? He's different.
What is this you just gave me a picture of?
Well, don't you recognize him?
No.
That's Max Baer Jr.
Oh, my God.
You're effing me.
Look at it. It's clearly him. Just like Jeff.
Put this on our website today. While we're talking about this. Put this in the Daily Log. Mike, look at this picture. Looks like Charles Bronson.
Wow.
Does that look like Jethro Bodine?
Yes, it does.
Or Jethro Clampbell, whatever his name is.
An old, angry Jethro Bodine.
Post that on our website ASAP, please.
Kind of going with that biker style.
Don and Mike show. We've never killed anybody. We do things right.
Wow.
We're at a press conference today. What's happening?
Hey, I wish you guys would ask Isaac Hayes what it was like to work with Donald Pleasence in Escape from New York.
Was he in Escape from New York?
He was in Escape from New York, but not the movie this caller is referencing, Escape from New York.
Right.
Different movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tell me here that the fat kid on American Idol last night.
The
one with the orange shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the buddy with the buddy of.
The buddy of the bug eyes.
Yeah.
What about him?
Tell me that he did not look like the illegitimate love child of John Madden.
Yeah. There was actually one name that kept popping into my head when I was watching that, and that was Gavin. I had Tommy Joe on the brain when I was watching that fat guy.
Really?
Tom Gavin.
I had someone else on my mind.
Who was that? Hey, he's gonna. Oh, it's gotta be good.
Gotta write it down.
It's gotta be good.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say anything because you might have his Rush Limbaugh tie on today.
No, no.
Way to mask it.
Super sneaky in Sneakyville.
He might not have taken the Christmas lights off his car yet.
My God, that looks like our engineer. Looks like his illegitimate child
on American Idol.
We'll be back. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What are you
going to
do today, Napoleon?
Whatever I feel like I want to do.
Gosh! The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
What the bloody hell was that?
They try to help you. So go to hell. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Kind of like me, huh? Check it out, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Reed. Hey, check it out there. How are you? Look at that. It's enormous. Tomorrow on the show.
Oh, where's that? Regis 12 inches.
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
There you go.
That's the other day when he was exposing to Kelly.
His thing. His wet thing. Tomorrow on the show, Dog Collar Shark Trivia. We'll do this among ourselves tomorrow.
I'm nervous about this.
Good. We should all be nervous about it.
I don't like pain.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be good. Are you going to play Buzz?
Of course. Pain is not my friend.
Is everybody playing?
Everybody in on this one?
After the safety test, of course. Yeah. After we figure out what voltage won't kill us.
Right. And don't forget to sign the release.
Right.
One tape that we did not get to today. It's a 2-second tape. I'll give you the setup real fast. Bindi Irwin, we've spoken about Bindi the Jungle Girl quite often on the show. Here she is on one of her many TV appearances talking about, the question is, did your dad leave you any mementos?
For the first time ever, I got the head.
That's a special moment. Thank you for that setup. I understand that now.
You get any mementos from your dad?
For the first time ever, I got the head.
There you go. How about that?
That's a slow one on me. I'm just catching up on that one.
That's so sad. Your dad got killed by that stingray, but I understand he left you a mental you'll keep with you your whole life.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
Okay. Is it on a stick?
I have to say, I saw her on David Letterman last night, right. And...
it's sad, isn't it?
It's just creepy. And it was creepy the way she is so... She almost seems pre-programmed. And then the mother, Terry Irwin, kind of makes a comment at the beginning like, well, I guess I should go home because she's the David Letterman. Bindi's sitting closest to Letterman, and he's giving her all the questions, and then she says, maybe I should go home. And then he starts talking to her, and it just appeared, she appeared uncomfortable. Terry Irwin appeared uncomfortable during that whole situation.
Wow. Did Dad leave you anything?
For the first time ever, I got the head.
First time. Waiting all my life, all 8 or 9 years.
Yes.
For the head.
Yeah, and she'll carry it forever. You know, treasure it.
Never forget your first time. You don't forget your first head. No, you don't, bud.
Let me see. Oh, goddamn. I like a good list, but even I, at a point, look at some of these lists now that I'm seeing, these beginning of 2007, end of 2006 lists.
Right, right.
Like, what a bunch of crap. Your favorite TV personality. Now, this is by the Harris Poll people.
Ah, well, they
these are people who actually do the survey.
Real surveys.
Okay.
Well, why do they even put a list out? There's only one, Screech.
Okay, bottom to top. Conan O'Brien, Ellen DeGeneres, Kiefer Sutherland, Ray Romano, who's still not even on TV. Jay Leno, David Letterman, Hugh Laurie, Bill O'Reilly, Jon Stewart, Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
Yeah. Take that list, roll it up, and smoke it.
Thank you, but don't go through the airport with it in your water bottle.
Right. Say the same thing. You know, we're having a race for the jokes today. This is really a race. Please, let me get a running start.
Well, you got all that stuff. I'm just over here with nothing. I'm just using my brain over here. You
know? I know.
So I got a head start on you. You got to organize that.
I want to use my brain, too. I'll watch home video. Funniest home video.
What did the guy say earlier?
Home funniest video.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Let's see if you've heard this.
Okay.
Make a joke for this.
All right. I accept the challenge.
Funny boy.
I accept the challenge.
I dare you.
All right. I'm standing by.
You can get $60 back on your tax return this year. All you have to do is ask how.
I know how to do that.
Okay.
I just make a phone call to the ex. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Where's my applause?
It was almost non-human.
Stop that.
What the bloody hell was that?
Simon,
what the bloody hell was that, Mike?
I'm going to sing a song.
You look a little odd. Your dancing is terrible. Mm-hmm. The singing was horrendous.
Oh.
And you look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes.
I do not even understand this, but my girlfriend brought it to my attention. There's an email. It's one of those things. Yeah, she says, hey, I got an email about something, and right away, I think it's like something that my mother-in-law, Big Frida, would send me.
Right.
One of those things was like, oh, my God. But it turns out, I read it, and it's true. You can get either $30, $40, $50, or $60 on your tax, off your tax return this year. You have to know to ask. This has something to do with the Spanish-American War.
Yes.
There's a line on your 1040 form. It is line number 71. If you check line 71... you get $60 off your taxes because of the Spanish-American War.
Right.
I got nothing. Mike?
I got nothing.
Huh?
Well, see, you gave me the $60 thing, and then I had that one, and now I'm out of gas in part two. If that was another exercise.
It was.
There's nothing funny about that. It was a horrible story.
Horrible.
It's absolutely horrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
Oh, hold on. Where's the terrible one?
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Where's horrible?
Shut up.
All right, sorry.
Do you think you could please give me something to work with here? You're not setting him up well, Bob.
Hey, you know something?
There you go.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
That is gold.
That is gold. You want to hear some more of that?
Yes, absolutely.
We got tons of those sex tapes. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I had a quick question for Buzz about the Michael Vick case.
I'll do what I can, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if Vick had gotten his stuff in Tijuana, would it just be marijuana?
Making a joke about
thank
my pronunciation.
God. He's directed this to Buzz. We have no responsibility.
Buzz, how are you going to handle this now? Step up. It's time to cowboy up.
I just did. I said that's hilarious, sir. Thanks for calling.
No, Buzz. Time to man up. That's not what we do.
Why don't you occasionally, when we get a caller like this, Buzz, Don and I will engage him in dialogue. All right?
And what's the end result, Buzz?
I say thanks for calling, asshat.
No.
No.
He called with a joke.
Yes. Oh, well, we punish people who do that.
Mike, let's just turn the mics off now. Spotlight on our friend Buzz. Buzz, handle this troublesome call.
Why am I being punished with this guy?
You have to explain the rules.
He asked you and
explain the rules.
My apologies.
No, hold on. The rules are...
You don't get out that early.
You're supposed to give us your phone number, and then we give it out on the air if you tell a joke and it falls flat.
Okay, again, my apologies, Buzz. Kind of a new listener.
All right, now we have rules for this contingency as well. What is it you have to say to us in order for us to let you go now?
You're doing a good, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
There's
only one way you can get out of this, sir. Actually, a couple of ways, but if you...
My mother lives in Whoretown.
There you go. We'll accept that answer.
Well done, Buzz.
Thank you very much, sir.
You are going to get your junior achievement badge today.
All right.
Very nice, Buzz.
And it gave Don
very
and I
nice.
Gave Don and I a chance to hit our Gatorade so we can go for phase two of racing into these jokes.
Very nice. Luckily, you stand up. You're a big, strong, proud man.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Grr.
You stand up and flex. Take off your Jack LaLanne tracksuit.
And his dance slippers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They're freshly armored.
Hello.
Hey, you want to know about that bottle you were asking about?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm holding one in my hand, and mine has an Aquafina label on it.
Where'd you get it?
Oh, I got it, I don't know, probably 15 years ago somebody gave it to me. I just pulled it out of an old drawer when I heard you guys talking about it so I could describe it better.
Did Aquafina exist 15 years ago? Not that I'm trying to hold it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not that long ago. I thought it was. It's been a long time.
I think something's afoot here.
She bought it at a head shop.
I think there might be some deception going on here.
You mentioned
Aquafina, then you said 15 years ago, and you sound like you might be under the influence of something.
You have a wonderful, sensual laugh.
Yeah.
Thanks. No, really. Maybe it wasn't that long ago, but it seems like it.
All right, maybe you not wanting to give up your source of where you got the illegal bottle?
What are you doing, you narc?
Honestly, it might have been my ex-husband, but I just don't remember, you know?
Oh, isn't that always the way?
Good answer.
Throw the ex-husband under the bus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The bottle's not illegal.
Yeah, I can explain that whole Spanish-American War thing.
Okay, can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'll put 30 on the big TikTok. Go ahead.
Go.
Go.
Time's a-wasting.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go.
Sorry. I thought that was show. Anyway, I'm not going to get this 30
No,
seconds.
Not fair.
No.
Did you just hang up?
No, he's still there. No, he just hung up. He just hung up.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
It was almost non-human.
I agree, sir. Just
sucked ass and blue dead bear. Horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, a couple years ago I saw Isaac Hayes in concert. It was a real good concert.
Hey, me too.
It was awesome.
Me too.
Remember that time you went to the concert?
He was in Waco, Texas at the Paul Quinn College.
Get out of here. Would you get out of here doing your bits?
He was there for a lovely weekend.
Hold on.
A beautiful weekend.
Let's do here a little more of the boys' sex instruction video.
Very good.
We have been getting some emails about this, Sega. You've not gotten back to this. Please, let's hear some more. Here are your choices today. We've already heard baby making. There's no special age. We've heard about nocturnal emissions. And we've heard about menstruation. Now,
I'm a high school student.
Would you like to hear about taking care of yourself?
I'd like to control myself so I don't giggle every time you mention one of these.
Do you want arousal and excitement?
Did you say the first one was taking care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear that one? It's going to be hygiene,
sure,
I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Where to wash, how to wash, what to wash.
Cheese stands alone.
Oh, geez.
I'm hoping it's about, you know,
how long to wash.
Taking care of yourself. Across America. Yeah.
Yes, George.
Well, does that mean you have too much sperm and you ought to get rid of it?
Get rid of it? No.
See, I'm the winner. He's talking
You're
about
right.
getting his jerk on.
You're right. This is where we're going.
But sometimes your body will do that by itself. At night. It's called a nocturnal emission, or wet. Then you can cause an by yourself, too. By rubbing the.
Wow.
God damn, this company, they beep out virtually every medical term that this guy is saying.
Right. Do you think we're understanding it? Do you think everybody that's listening is understanding it? Because I understand what he's saying.
No, I think everybody can. I'm just frustrated by these stupid friggin' beeps. Now, let's see what they have to say about arousal. How are the children who are listening to us right now supposed to learn about sex with all these beeps?
Exactly.
Not every time, though. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, sometimes the penis gets without, well...
without an sperm? Oh, yes, that's right. You see, all an is an increase in blood in the penis, which is made up mostly of sponges.
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble here. It was explained to me that we could play the tape and they could say the word on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just saying words like penis.
Right.
Why are those being beeped out?
Because of repetition?
Penis. Nobody's hitting the button.
Feeling saucy, are we?
No, I'm not feeling saucy. Oh, my God, Buzz. If they're going to throw us off the air,
I know.
We're saying penis five times in a row. Yeah, I'll stand up on top of the mountain and be the martyr for that.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
That really? In context? Yeah.
My penis.
Well, not yours, certainly.
That boy's penis.
I'm being very entertained and informed by this.
I am too, Dave. I just don't understand.
First of all, take the beep and rub it up against the beep. Then slowly move the beep in and out so the beep can do the beep.
But they're not saying anything dirty,
right.
And they're only beeping out the word penis. Why is it not at least in there the first time?
And you can actually
speak. I did hear it once.
You can speak like that at all times. You can say, you can shoot a big amount of beep all across the beep. If the beep happens to land on your chin, your beep is in trouble. Now, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong here.
I think you're okay.
Right?
Penis.
Now, are they hitting the button?
Nope, the light's not going off.
Mm.
See, again...
No, it's totally out of context. You're not saying it in relation to anything.
Right.
It's repetition and
penis
context.
Penis in the video. Well, nobody's hit the button.
Right. I knew they wouldn't.
What do you mean? Was that one of the ones that I was late to the race on? With
what? No, I was saying, you're still saying it out of, it has to be in a context of...
Well, what I'm saying is it's my belief that these tapes are not titillating in any regard,
right.
And we're really, really, like, God, we're putting our penis between our legs here.
We are.
We seriously are. Come on, fellas.
Now, when something excites us sexually, this tissue fills up with blood.
Sometimes that just happens by itself, doesn't it? You know, like in the morning.
I like that kid.
Oh, yes. You don't have to be thinking about sex to have it. Pressure from a full bladder can cause it, or rhythmic movements of the body, horseback riding, say.
Yeah, it used to happen to me on the school bus.
If you're on a school bus.
I'm Chris Hansen.
That's what the guy just said, and it was just beeped out.
Right. Chris Hansen, you mentioned Chris Hansen.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
All right, I don't understand the...
Well, if you want to know the absurdity of it, think about the year that this thing was released. 1959.
Yeah, and what's weird is in 1959, it was perfectly okay to say that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can't. Well,
no, now hold on. It was perfectly okay to say that stuff in the classroom.
Yes, Pete?
When does a girl start having these periods?
When she reaches puberty, around 13.
That means she can have a baby then?
Yes, that's right.
Just like you can become fathers as soon as your testes start making sperm.
I'd like to point out to you that in 1959, Arthur Godfrey would not have said that.
No. Okay, well, gosh, there's a whole lot more that goes there. I don't know how much of that was beeped out.
Love those tapes.
Don't we have some other ones, too, like about
pornography.
Anti-pornography? Isn't it an anti-pornography 1950s thing?
Taking care of yourself.
What does it say?
This is called Perversion for Profit.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's anti-pornography. It's one of those rare ones that's against it.
Yes, George.
Listen, does that mean you have too much sperm and you ought to get rid of it?
Get rid of it? No. But sometimes your body will do that by itself. At night. It's called a nocturnal emission.
Right.
Wet too. By masturbating. Rubbing the...
But what? Funnier with the beads.
But why was it beeped out the first time you said it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I must be the only one missing the...
Do you know why you're upset?
Why?
Because it's your favorite subject. Handies across America. That's why. You were fine on all the other things, but not this particular subject. You want all the words. All of them.
Crave more.
In great detail.
I love to get a beep off. My God. Is there anything finer? You just lay back on the bed, you spread eagle... She puts her beep on your beep, and you beep all over her beep, and then you roll over and you watch TV.
This man has just described a beep job. Well done. Well,
thank
done.
You.
Okay, thank you.
See how
hey,
we
hey,
danced
you know
around
something?
That?
Hey, you know something?
What?
I had a dream last night.
That's why lawyers across America are referring to Don and Mike as the responsible show.
That's yeah. Right. Let's get the tape of that from that press conference today in Sacramento. That's what I want to hear.
Thank you.
Oh, Bimby, what did your dad leave you?
For the first time ever, I got the head.
Good for you, little girl. We'll be right back with Buzz and Bimby.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Caution, retards in area. The Don and Mike Show.
He's mentally retarded.
And now here is Guy Birdley. Hi there, Francis.
Hi, Don and Mike. How did I become Francis? I'm just curious.
Hello, Francis.
That's Francis.
I'm a F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Right.
Yeah. Not our F-R-A-N-C-E-S.
No. I just want...
You know, I just like calling you different names sometimes.
I do enjoy that. Go on, Perry. We need our Don and Mike now more than ever because it's January. A time to die.
He hates January. He was just standing outside telling us how much he hates January. And the weather's not even bad outside. It's not as cold as a teacher's wind outside. It's not snowing.
Did you notice our friends are back tonight? And in force, just like saying, hey, you're not doing your contest now. We thought we'd bring 300 more of our buddies in tonight.
Those effing birds. It was yesterday at this time. We had five people, outside waiting to be pooped on.
Right.
Not one bird in that tree. Today we just counted. There's 75 goddamn birds in that tree.
As though they knew
in their evil little bird brains that we were doing a contest yesterday.
Bird brain.
It's appropriate the crows of death should be here because January, as fate would have it, is mortality month.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty cold weather is the main reason, of course, along with the pneumonia and influenza it brings. But Professor Frank Trovato, a Canadian demographer, says a lot of people. He says a lot of people just put off dying until after Christmas. Sick people hanging on until after the holidays. The rest of the year, we lose about 620 people a day on average. In January, it's over 700 a day.
I'm leaking all over.
He made a reference to it the other day on his show. He said he's dying.
Yes. I'm not going to be around for long. Forever.
Goodbye, Regis. And you know me, I don't want to alarm anybody, but there was snow on the ground in Malibu and West L.A. yesterday afternoon.
Mel Gibson said, Jews!
Exactly. It was just
freaking Jews cause all the snow in the world.
It was just a dusting of snow. Still, it looked odd on palm trees.
The day after tomorrow. That's what this is. It's global warming. It's the day after tomorrow. It's tornadoes in L.A. It's going to be 12 feet of snow in New York City. It's going to be floods, dogs and cats, crows, everything.
Last time it snowed at LAX was 1962. Panic-stricken residents reported getting several inches, but officially it was recorded as a trace. California's lost
12 inches.
$1 billion worth.
Yeah, but you know, it looks like it's about 12 inches long.
California's lost $1 billion worth of citrus from unusually cold weather up north this year, and although three-fourths of the citrus crop is said to have been destroyed, it should still make a decent frozen concentrate.
I did see some funny pictures of those freaking snobs in Malibu trying to drive with, in essence, as Buzz says, just a coating of snow on the ground. No, no, if you live in Southern California, you're flipped out, right? Hey, it's snowing outside.
Right.
But please, they showed people sliding all over the road.
Spinning.
Some chick gets out of a Range Rover or whatever who's on CNN, and they showed it four or five times because she had, like, stiletto heels on.
Oh.
And she ran out by her car, and she did one of those right on her ass.
Where the legs go up in the air?
Wow.
And they ran it in slow motion, but the whole time saying she was okay.
Don't you think if you lived in Malibu at this point in time, you might want to think whether God wants you to be there or not? I mean, they've got the mudslides. Fire. They've got the brush fires. Right. They've got now the snow. I think it's time to move.
Listen, Malibu died when Johnny died.
That's right.
A
science
wild stuff. Look at this dusting of snow. I'll drink to that.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'll bite your polyps.
A scientist
great one.
At the Weather Channel wants to strip your local TV weatherman of his meteorologist seal of approval if there's a condition.
I know what you're going to say. I heard it, Buzz.
If he doesn't believe that mankind is wrecking our climate. Climatologist Heidi Cullen wants the American Meteorological Society to revoke its seal of approval from TV weather forecasters who don't believe in global warming.
You know what this is, though, Buzz? This is the first sign of at least someone looking for accountability from the weather people.
Yes.
Now, I know she's off on a tangent here with this whole global warming thing, but at least somebody in some regard is saying, let's hold Doug Hill responsible.
Oh, Doug.
What about that snow machine? You know what I like to do with that snow machine, Doug? You ever see the movie Fargo with the wood chipper? I'd like to put you inside your snow machine and have you come out all over Steve Buscemi.
I don't want to speak out of school, but
Steve Buscemi is the guy in the wood chipper.
Steve Buscemi was the leg.
Yeah.
With the pale leg with the white socks.
Sorry, he was the guy in the wood chipper. Well, that should be you, Doug Hill.
It was the weird guy that was putting him in the wood chipper, you know?
And then, that's right, like the Russian guy.
Right, and then he's in back of the cruiser with Francis McDormand.
I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper back there, huh?
But I think that Doug Hill, I heard him one time, and I really think he might have been one of the guys. I'm not sure where he lines up on global warming. I don't think he's one of the big advocates.
But it's a huge topic at the American Meteorological Society convention in San Antonio this week. There have even been comparisons between global warming deniers and Holocaust deniers.
I don't believe in global warming.
It's not true, and everybody there is different. Local AMS weatherman Topper Shutt recently told Mike and I that he does not subscribe to the global warming theory.
So you're throwing him completely under the bus.
Exactly.
Right?
Why are you throwing the little guy under there?
Yeah, because he came out on the air on this show, as a matter of fact, and said he does not believe in global warming.
Well, look at him.
Right.
He can't feel the sun like we can. He's too short.
It's much farther away. By the way, the U.S. Geological Survey says it's found chemicals in the Potomac River that are known to change the sexual characteristics of fish and other animals.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Actually, they found the hermaphrodite fish first and then found the chemicals, including pesticides and flame retardants.
Hey, look, I caught me a Jamie Lee Curtis.
Smallmouth bass were found to have both male and female genitalia.
I swim in that river.
It's probably just a coincidence that sperm counts have been dropping in human males in recent years.
Don't you mean beep counts, Buzz?
That's right.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
The Potomac feeds through Washington, D.C. from streams in Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. This could explain so much.
I know you've been on that river occasionally, the Potomac River. Have you ever taken a ride up next to Alexandria and seen what floats in the water up there?
I sure have. It looks like my toilet bowl.
It
really
is horrible.
It is so brown. I remember being on a boat one time where we went like by the Jefferson Memorial,
right,
and by Old Town Alexandria, all of these beautiful spots in D.C., and people were saying to me, the view is wasted on you, really, because I was looking over the edge going, we are floating through feces. Really, it was brown, it was murky. And
nasty.
And there was Mike in his floaty,
yep,
drinking it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just out there shirtless in his floaty.
He's not afraid.
And then when I got
a
back,
big plastic cup.
And then when I got back on land the rest of the afternoon, if I had to go number one, I'd always sit down.
Go figure. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about the group of United Airlines employees, including supervisors, who saw an unidentified flying object hovering over their concourse. Today, it's a retired Air Force pilot who took some compelling photographs, 6 meg, last week of the lights he saw hovering over western Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting Colonel Brian Fields, I believe these lights were not of this world, and I feel a duty and responsibility to come forward.
Duty.
Being 61, Fields was cooking chicken on the evening of January 9th. That's when he looked out the window and saw the lights. Quoting him, at first I thought they were landing lights from an aircraft. As I continued to observe, they began to slowly disappear. Then,
so you got to be 60 to cook chicken?
Well, you don't have to be, but it helps. It's very popular among 61-year-olds.
That's when you started really cooking your chicken.
Oh, every Monday. Then suddenly one...
That was so long ago when he turned 61.
One light appeared and then disappeared and then reappeared, followed by two, then three. On at least one occasion, four or five appeared, he says.
You remember that recipe, right? Buzz's bicentennial chicken?
32 years in the military, Fields flew F-16.
I believe in UFOs. I mean, I really believe in you. That's serious. I really do believe. I'm not saying it to make a joke.
Some reliable sightings. Who knows?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that,
right,
Rob. I really don't.
Wait, you give me the weed sign?
I actually interviewed.
I just give Mike this. The old drink sign.
When I was in college, I interviewed Roberta Chestnut, who was president of the Friendship Business Women's Professional Association.
I bet you interviewed her.
And she was also head of this UFO group, and I went to one of their meetings, and I was convinced, and I've always been convinced.
Oh, please. Then why all those years did you mock me with my love of Star Trek?
Well, your love of Star Trek was purely fiction. I think you loved the storyline. I'm really not sure where you line up as far as the fact that there is life out there, extraterrestrials.
I do think that we really are just J-O-ing ourselves when we think that we are the most... The biggest, most powerful force in the universe.
Yeah, it's too big. It's too big. We're very small. I'd love it if it really happened.
What?
I think they're different.
Somewhere in the big scheme, it's like an animal house. You know, everybody on Earth right now, we are just like something underneath your fingernail.
Right.
What is that thing he says to Donald
One
Sutherland?
Tiny civilization.
Amazing.
That's it. I think history is going to look back and see a lot of ways we could have done things better.
Weed? As it turns out, our entire civilization is just like a thing of dirt under some big alien's toenail.
Horton, here's a who. A person's a person, no matter how small.
I really think it's possible. And I think it taken to the extreme as far as, like, bacteria and germs and living organisms. I mean, we have living organisms under our fingernails, some of us more than others. We truly do. So those contestants on American Idol last night, they had some living organisms under their fingernails.
So do you think that we have civilizations living under our fingernails?
Not civilizations as we would recognize them, not civilizations as...
Like under a microscope, though?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it's possible.
Do you think it might be like, and here's where I lose Mike officially in this discussion, in Superman...
I'm going to be with... I'm going to try to stay with
all
you
right,
on this.
Good. In Superman, when Krypton exploded... Superman was able to get a small, this is in the comic books,
right,
a small contingency of people who lived on Krypton.
Right.
Unfortunately, they got shrunk to the size like of quarks.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept them all in his fortress of solitude underneath one of those.
Is that like between two pillows?
No. No, his Fortress of Solitude is like his bat cave.
Okay.
And he kept them in one of those like cake holders, a glass cover that you put on on a cake, like in a restaurant in a diner.
Is his Fortress of Solitude that frozen wasteland at North Pole?
And it's got that big gigantic key that he has to fly around and open up the door with.
Okay. All right.
Inside there, he had an entire little civilization that was like living in a Culligan water bottle.
Or an Aquafina bottle.
Sometimes he would make himself bigger than that, Buzz.
Oh.
I'm very serious about this.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes he would, as Steve Martin would say, make himself small.
Yeah. He could do that?
With some ray gun.
Okay.
And he could actually go into the bottle and go into the city. There was an entire civilization living inside a bottle inside Superman's cave.
I have no new respect for Superman. I truly do.
What else can you
say? I believe that there's life, you know, everywhere, little tiny microscopic life. You think it's just us, don't you?
Mike, all of the L's are so happy to hear that. Kal-El, Jor-El, his mom.
The L family.
Hor-El.
Hor-El.
What?
Pure-El.
Purell.
Speaking of different, here come the Iraqis, and I'm not talking about a sitcom this time. Some Iraqis could be your new next door neighbors. We mentioned yesterday that 40% of Iraq middle class citizens.
Not in my neighborhood, though.
Maybe.
No. No. We have a citizen group.
Yes. Yeah. Is that what you're calling it now?
In my neighborhood, yes. I walk my dog on this street.
We told you yesterday that 40% of Iraq's middle class.
Towels are not on the head. Towels are used when you get out on the bidet.
And they must have the proper threat count.
It's an association rule. 40% of Iraq's middle-class citizens moving out of that country into other countries. Some of them would like to come here.
Can you imagine middle-class Iraq? What does that mean? Like only half of your house is bombed out?
Those are the people.
You're in the middle class in Iraq?
No, if you're in the middle class in Iraq, you had an air conditioner before all this started.
And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's how they measure it.
Right.
All right.
And wait till the Vietnamese woman who cuts my hair hears about this. The State Department now wants to boost by 20,000 the number of refugees to be let into the U.S. this year. Officials say they'd like to admit 20,000 Iraqis to the U.S. on top of the 70,000 refugees from other countries.
We're going to put that sign up closed.
You don't have to live like a refugee.
Why don't we just, I know you love Tom Petty.
I do.
Why don't we just put a sign around the Statue of Liberty's neck? Closed.
Closed.
Closed until...
Closed temporarily. Temporarily closed.
Pardon our dust.
Ride out of order.
Closed for remodeling.
Oh, yeah. For your convenience,
mm-hmm.
The United States is being remodeled right now.
To serve you better.
Yeah. And we'll reopen soon with our brand new look.
And our new hours.
This week on Boston Legal, Denny Crane fought Homeland Security in court because he and a lot of other Dennis Cranes were on the no-fly list. It's a real pain in the ass if you're one of the 31,000 innocent Americans who are on it and can't get off it. Tuesday night, Denny Crane won his fictional lawsuit, and the very next day, in real life, the government announced a change in its no-fly list policy.
That's because our government watches Boston Legal, Buzz.
No, it has to be a coincidence. Government doesn't move that fast or that far. The government says the new travel security system will launch next month, allowing people like Denny Crane to ask that their case be reviewed.
Has anybody ever investigated why people would be put on a no-fly list? What possibly would be the reason?
Sometimes.
Joe.
Yeah, sometimes it's because they have a name that is similar to the name of a terrorist, or is spelled similar to the name of a terrorist, or rhymes with
Fahid,
the name of a terrorist. There's some odd reasons, but the no-fly list currently includes babies, Ted Kennedy, and the former Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam.
Guilty.
I like this music.
What's your man? It's Denny Crane, Mike.
Shatner?
Denny Crane.
Love this
Denny Crane. Right here on Sacramento 107.9. We're really sorry about everything that happened. Hope you forgive us now with 40 minutes. Commercial free fuels in.
Mr. Tambourine.
Don't go dying on us now.
Hey. Chili?
Mr. Tambourine, man. Mr. Tambourine, man.
I love this.
Hear it all day. I'll do get in my car.
Picture yourself.
I really, really, really hate that.
He's not even starting to sing yet, Simon.
It's another one of those Isaac Hayes intros.
That was horrible. I
I watch all the auditions with the judges and then try and help them when they come out to recover from some of the brutality inside.
Shatner?
You know what? Forget
it. Jenny Crane.
It's so much work to get to him singing, right, for goodness sake.
That album that he did with Ben Folds is great, though, the Has-Been album. With
that was fun.
I do listen to that in my car. Even a lot of people in Virginia are questioning the comments of a lawmaker who said that blacks should, quote, get over slavery, and wondered if Jews should apologize,
Robert the Mailman,
quote, for killing Christ, end quote. State Delegate Frank Hargrove was speaking his mind on a bill that would have the state apologize to the descendants of slaves.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Simon, you make a lot of sense.
When black and Jewish lawmakers rose to object to being told to get over it, Hargrove told them, I think your skin was a little too thin. The Republicans now being defended by the Speaker of the Virginia House as, quote, a great American with a great heart. He says the news media has blown this all out of proportion.
He's a great American with a great heart. As a matter of fact, just the other day, he came down. We had a poker game at my plantation. Then we went over to his plantation. And we've enjoyed our company. I resent the idea of making him out to be some sort of monster.
The Speaker of the Virginia.
Where's my mint julep? Thank you, Foster. You may go now.
When's Fred Thompson coming by? I don't know if he has anything to do with it, but he certainly has the voice for this bit, doesn't he?
This is terribly exciting, Ross. Oh, it's just a charity do.
Oh, I've been a Confederate most of my life, Ross.
The future of Borat and other stories when we return.
Bye-bye! Oh,
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Consummate, unprofessional, Don and Mike.
That's a breaking news here. We'll hear that press conference in Sacramento in a second.
Oh, good.
Hi, Francis.
Hi.
This episode of Fran's News and Comments is brought to us by Francis. How you doing, Franny?
Sponsor?
And brought to us by Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Cox Communications services include local long-distance phone, intranet, digital cable. Call 703-480-6222 to order. Earlier today, the lawyers for the dead lady in Sacramento had a press conference, mentioned us by name.
Wow.
This is from CBS 13 in Sacramento. The lawyer.
Well, several questions there. Number one is, there's no question we're ultimately going to be filing the lawsuit. We're not filing it today for precisely the reason you've articulated. We need to make certain we have the names of the individuals. The primary focus really was to insulate the family to the extent that we could act as a bit of a buffer, because they've been inundated by press, not only locally but nationally. And it's been an extremely trying process for them. So that's the primary focus. I anticipate that we'll be concluding our initial investigation.
Of course, we're only listening to hear him mention our names.
Probably the start of next week. Monday is our plan. That's assuming that the radio station and Intercom, we've been in contact with their legal representatives and made the request to them to provide us information, that they will. But even if there is a release, even if there's a release that they will put forth as being some type of a waiver of the negligent or the wanton disregard they have for people in this particular contest, we think that release is not going to stand up, even that type of release under this set of circumstances.
How much money are you asking for? Do you profile what kind of damage?
How much money?
How much
money?
Do you think ratings play a role?
At about ratings.
Well, let me answer the second question first. I think ratings plays the major role. I think that this type of media, it's a sign of the times. I think the B's editorial department put a great editorial today that talked about how we are, in the media at least, going down to that lowest common denominator and promoting this kind of trash media to sell advertising time. There's no other reason for it.
Damn
and as
right.
a result, we seriously believe that the sponsors of this program, we're not talking about just the radio, but Nintendo, potentially the people that were promoting the Timberlake concert. We think that those folks, if they had any role in knowledge in the contest, if they knew what the contest was, and if they didn't take any action...
I'm sure Nintendo had no idea.
There may also be a problem for the sponsors. So the reality is we have to conclude that investigation so we know who we're naming, ultimately, to the extent we can. As far as what we're suing for, no number is going to be articulated in a complaint. It's never articulated in the complaint. Clearly, this firm does a tremendous amount of work of this nature dealing with victims of wrongful death. I can tell you I've been doing it for 26 years, and as a husband and as a parent, there's no amount of money.
Hard to believe we're going to be mentioned as the right way to do things during this press conference.
When we come to trial in a case like this, that a jury acts appropriately and reasonably and awards what's a fair and reasonable sum, and hopefully we believe, candidly, that there's going to be a potential of proving malice on the part of the responsible parties, that we can get a judgment that people across the country will pay attention to. There are a lot of DJs and radio stations that do things very responsibly and appropriately. They may test the edge of the envelope. You think about, you know, radio personalities like Don and Mike and people like that. They're funny. They take it to the edge. But they know where the line is. And this radio station and the people that were pushing this particular contest clearly did not. And they went way beyond it.
I'm available as a witness.
Star witness,
Don Geronimo.
Good citizen.
Hostile witness.
Of course.
Well, because I'm a hostile person.
You're just hostile witness will be coming out of you.
Even though I'm on the side of the listener and I think the corporation that owns the radio station is at fault.
Right.
I'll still be a hostile witness.
Hostile witness.
just
up there being angry, being all curmudgeon-y and stuff.
Well, I hope that the blip out of that is used, the soundbite that's used on all of the network newscasts.
Yeah.
Is the fact that we're the way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll hear it everywhere.
I feel vindicated.
You should.
God damn. I think we should take some time off.
I do.
To reflect.
Yeah, only about 7 weeks.
We've done some good here.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
All right, well, there you go. We're making headlines in Sacramento. How about that for doing things the right way?
Pretty amazing.
Please.
It's about time.
Only in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Could we be held up as the correct example?
Isn't that nice once and for all?
We're such F-ups.
Don and Mike, they do things right.
Thank you.
We ain't killed anybody.
That's right. You're right about that, Francis.
You are the hero of all Sacramento lawyers.
Thank you.
Franny baby.
Well, they're either won't...
What you got in your Franny fanny pack?
Let me tell you. There either won't be a sequel to Borat, or Sacha Baron Cohen is teasing us to generate more demand for a sequel.
Very nice.
Cohen says he's killing off the offensive reporter from Kazakhstan because he doesn't think he could ever successfully fool anyone again. Quotes include, "I think the days of me going undercover are probably over. I think it'll probably be impossible to do Borat again."
He's probably right about that.
Can I tell you why he is so brilliant?
Because
he's right, and really... If he did a second Borat, not that it's a good example.
Right.
I mean, really, wasn't there enough in Wayne's World? We didn't really need Wayne's World 2.
You didn't. And hats off to him.
It's an off example.
Not a bad example. They're going to throw... Now, as far as... You know what they might do, and I hope... God, I hope...
Of course, I am a fan of Wayne's World 2, though.
Right. I hope they don't, like, turn Borat into some, like, regular feature actor, you know, where you make a real movie with Borat. But... If you see him again, you might see him in that context as opposed to doing the undercover stuff.
Isn't he going
to
be the next one, like whoever that the gay designer is?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's at least one of his upcoming movies will be that character.
Are you like me? Did you laugh when you saw him and you heard the British accent come out of his mouth?
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it? It was shocking. He just looked different, too. He looks so completely different.
I know we've said it before. He looks a lot like Jerry Seinfeld.
He does.
Yeah.
And then the guy toasting him, you know, that fat guy that I didn't know was an American actor. Well, I mean, he said an American, but I mean, maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. But he was toasting him with the wine. I love that.
He looks different.
Well, Cohen's clearly not retiring. There will be other movies. He says he has other projects, including more scripted comedies. He also says he'll be glad to be out of that never-laundered Borat suit. Quoting Cohen, "Borat doesn't wear deodorant." Borat does love Pam Anderson, and she admits her involvement in his movie contributed to her divorce from Kid Rock.
Oh.
"My breakup wasn't just about Borat," she says, "but it didn't help." And Pam says she got a congratulations on your divorce card from Playboy founder Hugh Hefner.
You know, we should just combine Pam Anderson now and, what's her name, Anna Nicole Smith,
mm-hmm.
and every stupid big, big, yes, that's hey. Robin. And Helen Mirren. Every stupid, big-breasted woman out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the lady that was in the Queen movies.
And the lady from American Idol last night. The blonde, yes.
Oh, and her mother.
And her mother.
And her hot mom.
The 80-year-old half had heard the Borat rumor and wanted Pam to know that a skirt blowing upward had a lot to do with the Marilyn Monroe-Joe DiMaggio breakup.
I'd like to congratulate you on your separation. And any time you'd like to come over to the grotto and rub baby oil on me and watch me finish myself, you're more than entitled to.
Sad news abounds in the show business world today. Pink's pet bulldog Elvis has drowned in her swimming pool.
Did Tommy Lee have anything to do with it?
Did I hear snickering?
Did Tommy Lee have anything to do with it? Because don't forget, there was a child that drowned at Tommy Lee's house right here.
The dog to Pink was a gift from her friend Lisa Marie Presley, and a frequent swimmer the dog was.
How are you doing? Pink, help me please, I'm drowning.
Your dog?
She found him and tried to revive him.
I'm the dog, thank you, Rob. I am the dog.
And Lindsay Lohan has checked into rehab.
As I drown, I will think about this fabulous song about how you leave a man with his hand.
Check it out, going now.
Incidentally, congratulations to Don and Mike for being mentioned as Stupid Things the Right Way.
I'd like to send my congratulations and also my condolences on your loss of the dog.
Thank you, Hef.
You're welcome, Lisa Marie.
Go ahead, Buzz. It's a while until she gets to the good part.
It's a great song. Lindsay Lohan's checked into rehab last month. Her mom revealed she'd been going to AA meetings. Apparently, Lindsay was having trouble getting insured for a movie. She was repeatedly late for work or absent entirely and facing lawsuits over that.
She's such a friggin' skank.
Amen.
Lindsay Lohan is such a skank on wheels.
I don't know where the attraction comes in. I don't know why she's the darling of the naughty girl.
Hold on. Just take it. Hold on. Just you and your hand tonight. Story of my life. I put that on my license plate if they get enough letters. Just you and your hand tonight. Every night.
Congratulations, Don.
Us Weekly.
You and I share that fetish, Jeff.
I do. That's right. Every time, there's only one way to do. Only one way to finish.
One way to finish the job.
Yes, by hand.
Us Weekly says there was a recent family intervention for Lindsay. Now, Lohan's checked herself into Wonderland Center in L.A. at a price of over $1,700 a day.
Wasn't she also going to AA meetings and bombed at AA meetings?
Well, she'd been going to the meetings. I don't know if she was getting bombed there. But I would assume so now that she's checked into rehab.
Hey, what's her deal, really? I mean, what has she ever done to become Paris Hilton?
A very bad girl.
I kind of get that. Paris Hilton is our version of Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, family money, an icon. You know,
she's just a hot piece of ass who doesn't really have to do anything. But Lindsay Lohan has been in movies.
A couple of crappy kids' movies.
On the Disney Channel and stuff.
She did the remake of The Parent Trap.
Yeah, I mean, horrible movies.
Lindsay's asked that we respect her privacy while she takes care of
her problem.
And showbiz footnote, Jerry Springer's Bouncer's getting his own show. Steve Wilkos, the bald security guy on the show, will have his own syndicated daytime talk show this fall to, quote, dole out his own version of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The producer says there'll be a lot of yelling. And finally, at what age, is it proper?
Did you lose your place there for a moment, Francis?
Not at all.
I just wanted to call you Francis.
I'm gathering my thoughts.
I just like calling you Fran.
Go ahead, Frank.
At what age is it proper to give your kid a cell phone?
I don't know, Franklin.
A new study says 15%.
Frank Elson.
15%.
That's your new name. Hold on. When it sticks, it sticks.
Frank Elson.
With Frank J. Elson.
Thank you.
Frank works.
A new study says 15% of kids between the ages of 2 and 5 already have cell phones and use them. 2 to 5 years old. The survey shows that kids as young as 2 know how to download ringtones and games.
How funny it looks in writing, Mike.
I have a relative somewhere who has that name already, I think.
Frank J. Elston. And Buzzy's middle name is like Homer.
I'm having trouble getting a breath.
I am.
It's that funny.
Something about Frank Elston.
This roommate's always been funny to call you by a different name.
Short for Francis, of course. 62% of kids have cell phones by the time they're 11 or so. So it's not surprising that another separate survey would
show. Hey, how's Johnny?
Johnny Elston?
No, Frankie. How's Johnny?
Frankie and Johnny.
They were lovers. That's all I know.
That's my fish. My fish are named Frankie and Johnny. Ha ha! Ha ha!
Another separate...
Rocky's fish are still named Cuff and Lynx.
Yeah, right. That's nice.
Yo. Yo, Frankie.
A separate survey shows that a lot of guys would trade their girlfriends for a high-def TV or an iPod. One in eight in
Michael
the survey
Storch,
said...
Don Geronimo, Michael Mirra, Joe Oranger, Michael Elston as Buzz Fairbanks.
Frank.
Well, it's unanimous.
One in eight in the survey said it's a deal. They'll make that trade.
Wow.
Among women, only one in 16 among women say they would make the trade. Dames are funny that way. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Frank.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Let me be frank.
I like this. Tonight is perfect. We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with the, the Dog Collar Shock Trivia Show.
Everybody be ready.
We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you tomorrow, Frank.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, hey, heads.
I'll trade Kerry for a broken TV.
So will Frank.
This is the Don and Mike Show.